Us online at arthritis.org. We're in the business to find a cure.
AM 760 Progressive Talk. Online at am760.net. KKZN Thornton, Denver, Boulder.
Relentless flames roar across Southern California.
It's like freaking Armageddon around here.
Airline summit in Washington.
The government wants airlines to come up with a solution.
And a mile-high World Series glitch.
We want the tickets! We want
Good morning, I'm Nick Young with a CBS World News Roundup. Fire teams are battling street by street. As officials urge up to a half a million people out of their homes.
If they're asked to leave, they must leave.
It's another day in the wind-driven inferno plaguing Southern California. At least one person has been killed and dozens of others injured in the blazes spread across seven counties. At least 700 homes have been destroyed. People driven from their homes have sought shelter in schools, community centers, at fairgrounds, and inside San Diego's Qualcomm Stadium. CBS News correspondent Steve Futterman reports from San Diego County.
This street here in northern San Diego County, sadly typical of many streets here, almost everywhere you look, there is destruction. Home after home after home no longer exists. This man watched as his house burned down.
We did the clear brush. We did what we could. This was a living hell coming over the hill.
The fire here in northern San Diego County has been the most destructive of any of the fires. In this blaze alone, more than 500 homes have been destroyed. By the end of the day, it's hoped weather conditions will begin to improve. CBS News correspondent Adrian Bard is covering another fire near Los Angeles.
This is a canyon in Irvine, a suburban area in Orange County, which has been burning, and though the fire is partly contained, it's still posing a threat, and people in the neighborhood are really scared. They're really shaken up. I talked to one woman who said that she just packed her bags and, you know, prepared to just run away.
President Bush has declared an emergency in the seven counties hit by the firestorms. With no end to a 100-year drought in sight, the state of Georgia and the Army Corps of Engineers are fighting over a vital water resource.
Georgia water officials say there's less than an 80-day supply left in Atlanta's main reservoir, Lake Lanier. But Army Corps of Engineers Colonel Ben Butler says that's just not true. What's really left in the lake?
300 days total.
Georgia Governor Sonny Perdue says that's like
fiddling while Rome burns.
Perdue wants President Bush to step in and stop the flow of water from Lanier. The question is, who will the president believe, the Corps or the governor? Pete Combs, CBS News, Atlanta.
Well, too much water is the problem in New Orleans. Still recovering from Hurricane Katrina. More than 8 inches of rain fell yesterday, leaving waist-deep water in some streets. More rain is in the forecast today. The warning is blunt. Clear up the problem or the government will do it for you. CBS's Cammy McCormick reports on a Washington meeting aimed at reducing airport congestion in New York.
Kennedy is the worst. Sitting on the runway, 18 planes to take off is just absurd.
But it isn't just outbound travelers who are so off and delayed because of congestion over New York.
I was on the plane for probably 2.5 hours trying to take off out of Pittsburgh to come here.
One third of all the nation's air traffic goes into, out of, and over these airports, and it's causing three quarters of all the delays that we're experiencing in the country.
Jim Higgins, a former pilot and now professor at the University of North Dakota, believes today's summit may be a last chance for airlines to clear the skies where the government imposes flight reductions. Cammy McCormick, CBS News, Washington.
In the midst of a mortgage crisis unlike any other, Countrywide is shaking up billions in housing loans on its books. Live to CBS News correspondent Jim Taylor for the details.
Unprecedented times call for unprecedented remedies. That's a quote from the head of the nation's largest mortgage lender set to offer refinancing deals to borrowers. $16 billion in loans whose interest rates are set to readjust by the end of next year. In total, Countrywide says it will reach out to 82,000 borrowers offering some kind of relief. Nick?
A lot more employees could soon find themselves with 401k accounts. The Labor Department is today expected to give the green light to companies to automatically sign up existing employees and to clarify how funds can be invested. A study done for the AARP found that in 2005, fewer than 1 in 5 large companies offered automatic sign-up in 401k plans. It's 4 past the hour.
Good morning. I'm John M. with your AM 760 local news update. Take two, and a lot of PO'd Rockies fans.
We don't know what's happening. They're not selling them online. They're not selling them here. So what are we supposed to do? I mean, other than go back to work.
Tickets for the World Series in Denver go on sale once again today at noon, a day after the Rockies claimed their computer system was the target of an external malicious attack.
Our partners at MLB.com and Packy Olin, who's worked with us throughout the day on this through many calls, have fully assessed the situation and assured us that this online sale will go as originally planned.
Spokesman Jay Alves claims the team has backup plans should the site be hacked again. And if you believe all of this, I got a bridge I'd love to sell you. Speaking of lies, federal prosecutors have now released documents putting the lie to the claim by former Quest boss Joe Nascio that the telecom lost business because he refused a government request to engage in illegal wiretapping. The issue, a key part of Nascio's defense of his conviction on 19 counts of insider trading, which he claims is the result of a federal vendetta. The feds releasing documents showing that Quest was part of a consortium awarded a key government contract. And Trail Ridge Road across the high tundra of Rocky Mountain National Park now closed for the season. It's the highest continuous paved road in the nation. Winter wind and snow make it impossible to keep open around this time each year. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News update. I'm John M. Here's Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, John, and good morning. Looks like we're starting off with just a minor issue on the ramp, northbound I-25, westbound I-70. Watch out for a center lane stall. Westbound I-76 getting pretty busy now as you head through Commerce City down toward I-25. We do have some icy patches reported right near the Eisenhower Tunnel along I-70 both directions. Security wait time at DIA, 5 minutes. Weather outlook today to be sunny, warmer, and...
What if I told you that you could put up a brand new building and save up to half the cost and up to half the time as similar conventional construction? It probably sounds too good to be true. Well, just by picking up the phone, I can prove it to you. If you need retail, office, or warehouse space, or if your church or school wants to expand and save money, you need General Steel. Call today, and we'll prove to you that your new building can go up in about half the time, and you'll save up to half the cost. Dial 1-800-221-5756. We'll help you customize your building. You choose the size. You can even add the look of brick, stucco, or stone to achieve the look you want.
If you still think this sounds too good to be true, then pick up the phone and call. The information is free when you call 1-800-221-5756. Call General Steel and find out how you can put up a brand new building in about half the time and save up to half the cost of similar conventional construction. Call now. 1-800-221-5756. 1-800-221-5756.
Do you know why you get dark circles under your eyes? Because blood leaks out of your capillaries and pools under your skin. I'm not kidding. It's just like an ugly bruise. But now you can erase dark circles with a clinically proven breakthrough called Hydralyze. Hydralyze diminishes dark circles and tightens puffiness and bags by repairing leaky capillaries, leaving you with younger, brighter eyes. See for yourself by calling for a free trial of Hydralyze today. Just call 1-800-513-2696.
The dark circles have disappeared. Oh, I love it. I don't want to put the mirror down.
Even surgery cannot deliver these stunning results. Hydralyze is so powerful it even helps build new collagen in the skin, reducing crow's feet and wrinkles. Try Hydralyze risk-free and shed years from your appearance faster than you thought possible.
My husband, he can't stop complimenting me. People tell me I look 10 years younger.
You deserve younger, brighter eyes. Turn back the clock with a free trial of Hydralyze. For your free trial, call 1-800-513-2696. That's 1-800-513-2696.
If you own a business, you may know that incorporating can be a smart way to protect yourself and your assets. So the question is, why haven't you incorporated your business yet?
My business? It's too small.
The simple truth is, no matter how small your business, you run the risk of losing your personal assets, your car, your home, even your life savings, if you're not incorporated.
Incorporating is very complicated.
Actually, incorporating is easy and fast. You can do it in just 10 minutes. Call now for your free guide from the Company Corporation. 1-800-497-5991.
I need a lawyer to incorporate. That's really expensive.
You don't need a lawyer to incorporate. Use the company corporation. They don't offer legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating simple. Their only mission is to help people like you incorporate safely, easily, and quickly. Call now for your free guide. 1-800-497-5991. That's 1-800-497-5991. 1-800-497-5991.
This is Donald Trump, and almost everyone I meet has the desire to be wealthy. And who really can blame them? Most people, however, just don't know how to turn that desire into wealth.
Do you have a desire to be wealthy? Do you want to know how to make millions, have fun, and get started on the successful life you've imagined? Well, Donald Trump wants to show you how. And he's got a powerful tape to send you at absolutely no charge. Donald Trump is offering to the public his Wealth Builder System, a proven system that reveals his secrets to making millions. And because he believes so much in the power of his system, Donald Trump wants to send you his tape today at no charge.
I'm going to share with you strategies and techniques to generate lots of money, untold income, the Trump way, my way.
Do you have a desire to be wealthy? Then do something about it. Get Donald Trump's powerful tape at absolutely no charge. Call 1-800-799-9665. 1-800-799-9665. 1-800-799-9665.
My friends laughed at me when I said I could order in French. But when the waiter came, I just smiled and said, Je voudrais le poulet et le riz.
Millions of people everywhere are learning new languages faster than they thought possible with Rosetta Stone software, and we guarantee that you can too. To prove it, we want you to try our amazing software free. Just request a free demo CD-ROM and see how fast you can learn a language. For your free CD-ROM, call 1-800-440-7199. Discover the secret to learning languages that U.S. diplomats, NASA, and the Peace Corps have known for years. And best of all, there's no tedious translation, no useless memorization, and no boring drills.
If my friends were impressed by that, just wait till we go to Chinatown next week.
Experience the fastest way to learn any of 28 languages, guaranteed. Request your free CD-ROM by calling 1-800-440-7199. That's 1-800-440-7199.
Now, I've never claimed to be the brightest tool in the box, unlike some talk show hosts. Would I tell you something? But didn't I predict this? Didn't I say this was going to happen? That there would be a massive screw-up of the Rockies tickets? Didn't we talk about this? Didn't we say it was going to happen? All right, before we get into that, let me give you a little taste of what goes on here, of what goes on and what you got to face. John, what day was it? John Turker produces the show. John, what day was it that we had the technical difficulty and we didn't get the 1 hour of the podcast? Was that Friday?
That would be Friday, hour three.
All right. Now, there was no conspiracy there.
Absolutely none.
Okay. We just had a technical problem. I get an email from this woman who just takes me to task and then says, further proof of this is that hour number three is missing from the podcast. This woman's name is Claire. So I answer her back. And basically what I say to her is, okay, fine. This is what happened. We were missing hour number three because of technical difficulties. And I understand you don't like me. And that's fine. And I found that in years of talk radio, that no matter what you do, because this is so subjective, that there are going to be people who are just not going to like you. And that you can't please everybody all the time. And I get my share of people who claim that I'm too centrist. And that I'm not left enough. And that why am I questioning, or as they always put it, attacking callers who might be to the left of me? And I always try to explain to them, well, one of the things is that I just don't allow people to call up and make statements unless they can qualify them. And on top of that, not only can they qualify them, but a lot of times callers have a tendency to drift off track. And they get off into something, some area that is not originally what we were talking about. So this woman writes me a really abusive email. And I answer her back, you know, thank you for your time, blah, blah, blah. I don't call her any names. So this morning I get the email back from her. She accepts the text problem. She goes, that's fine, tech problems happen. But it is my sincere belief that you just don't get it, and my progressive talk and my morning drive are too important for me to spend with you, so it's a rare event when I do. Meanwhile, she's emailing me back and forth, okay? Let's be clear, Jay. It's obvious that I don't care for you. Oh, no, really? And I'm convinced that you're not very bright. I believe that you're abusive to your callers and that you don't spend much time steeped in thought prior to going into attack mode. Presently, I devote about 15 minutes. It used to be approximately 3 hours listening to your show each week. Presently, I tune in for stand-ins like Mario. Then, if not, it's on to NPR. That's because my time is far too valuable to hang with an uninformed buffoon who can't conduct himself like an adult. See, notice how she degenerates into like name-calling. It's my firm belief that local progressives in Denver metro area deserve better than what you can deliver. I don't see why we can't gamer the likes of Tom Hartman, Mario, Ed Schultz, Rachel Maddow, etc. locally for Morning Drive. You just landed an undeserved gig, and you know it. Sucks. We're stuck with you, and we can't move forward. I sincerely wish you well, but I also sincerely wish that you do it elsewhere. We deserve better. I should give this woman's email address out on the air, shouldn't I, John? I mean, I've never understood why it is that there are people out there that are like this. You know what? If you don't like me, or you don't like anybody else on the radio station, then fine, don't listen. How many other signals are there on the dial? Go to one. Go pick one. You know, get lost. I mean, what are your credentials to judge other than the fact that you're just a listener? And that's fine. And I have people in this town who I don't like on the air. And then I have people on the air in this town that I like a lot. And I think they're very compelling. And it doesn't make any difference whether I agree with them politically or not. I've said this before. One of the most compelling guys that I think is on the radio in this town, and it's sad because he's not even based here. It's not Rush Limbaugh. It's not Sean Hannity. It's not Michael Savage. It's not Glenn Beck. It's none of those guys. You know who it is? It's Jim Rome. You ever listen to Jim Rome? Jim Rome gets it. Jim Rome knows how to do radio. Jim Rome can talk about sports, but Jim Rome can do other things. The show is fun to listen to. I find this guy to be extremely compelling. Do I walk away knowing more about sports than I did when I started? Kind of yes in some degrees, but kind of no. But I don't listen for that. I listen to the guy because he's entertaining. That's what radio is. Radio is supposed to be about entertainment. But far too many of you have this idea that radio is about a mission. And the mission is that we're supposed to get Democrats elected, that we're supposed to drive home this agenda every single day about how awful things are and about how terrible things are and about how bad the White House is and how terrible the administration is. And there's no question they are terrible. It's the worst administration that I have ever, 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 ever seen in my lifetime. And I go back to Dwight Eisenhower. But it's not my job to defeat the Republicans. It's my job to try to put on the most compelling program I possibly can. And I have some handicaps in doing that. And I'm speaking way out of school here, but I'm telling you the truth. We battle against some things here. One, darkness. We don't have the strongest signal going. Two, a lot of people here don't even know we're on the air. But for somebody to send me an email saying, you landed an undeserved gig and you know it. Oh, excuse me. I've worked at radio stations that have more listeners in 2 minutes than this radio station has in 7 days. I came here because I thought this was a good format to try, that it was going to be compelling, that there was going to be room to maneuver and do a lot of stuff, and I had worked for this management before, and they're good people. Yes, despite all of the Clear Channel rumors, and despite all of the thing about, well, it's all a conspiracy, which is what this audience is just, I mean, this audience just cuts its teeth on this. Everything is a freaking conspiracy. Oh, they do it because it's a conspiracy. No, it's not a conspiracy. I've explained this a million times, and I'll explain it again. Why is conservative talk radio so popular? Why is it on virtually every radio station across this country that does talk? Why is it so big? Well, I'll tell you why. Because, like anything else, if business smells something that wins, if business smells something that works, then business will seek to replicate it because replicating it is easier than having to come up with something else. So Rush Limbaugh comes on the scene. And I remember the days when Limbaugh was on small little teeny radio stations. And he's a huge hit. The first radio station ever put Rush Limbaugh on was my old radio station, WLS in Chicago, to put him on in a major market. And he did great. Call it the mood of the country. Call it whatever you want to call it. Call it the fact that in those days, you might think he was highly entertaining. I never thought he was, but you might think that he's highly entertaining. So what did management do? I'll tell you what management did, and ownership did. They looked around and they said, well, if this guy will work, we need to find other guys like him. And they went out and started to find other guys like him. And there were compelling talk show hosts on radio stations, both liberal and conservative, that were worth listening to. Don't ever let any of these people tell you that the media is liberal and that there were never any conservative talk show hosts on the radio prior to Rush Limbaugh. That is an absolute distortion and a lie. One of the biggest conservatives in this country that was on the radio was Joe Pine, the late Joe Pine. This is 1965. Another guy was a guy by the name of Marv Gray, who worked at another radio station called KABC. And Marv Gray was on the air in 1966 and 1967. So this is a lie they're telling you. But business does this because it works and it sells. Okay. Now, what does business always do? And I'm talking about whether you're the local business person. I'm talking about whether you run a large corporation. It doesn't make any difference what you're engaged in here. What do you always try to do? Well, you try to cut costs, don't you? Okay, what's the one way to cut costs? I'll tell you the one way to cut costs. Syndicate. Have one guy or one woman on a whole lot of radio stations. Therefore, you computerize it, you automate it, and broadcasters have been trying automation for years. You automate it, and you don't have to pay for John Turk, and you don't have to pay for Jay Marvin. So that helps, and that aids in the spread of it. So that's why radio stations do what they do. That's exactly what they do. This is the reason that they do what they do. They don't do it because there is a conspiracy. They do it because they're interested in one thing and one thing only, and that's making money. And it used to be in the old days, like we talked about yesterday, that broadcasting was a public trust. and that in order to have that public trust and in order to hold that license, you had some kind of community commitment. That's all gone. And it's all gone because of deregulation, and it started under Ronald Reagan, and it has advanced with Bill Clinton signing the telecom bill. And many of these people who sat in Congress had no idea what they were voting on. No idea. So that's what radio is all about. Radio is all about entertainment and dollars. It is not about solving the world's problems. And you hope that every single day you get on, you have compelling conversations with people, and those compelling conversations attract people to listen, and they view it as a form of entertainment, plus they view it as a form of information. Now, the ironic thing is, do you know who most talk stations' biggest competitor is, including this radio station? Can anybody out there guess? John, you want to take a guess?
NPR?
NPR, which is paid for by our tax dollars. So in other words, every day I come to work here, and John comes to work here, and everybody else comes to work in this building, and we're paying taxes to the federal government, and the federal government is giving money to NPR, which is in turn beating us. Why? Well, one of the reasons is no commercials. We have to run commercials to make money. That's one of the reasons. I had somebody say that to me yesterday. Oh, you guys have so many commercials. I go, yeah, that's a sign of success. I personally don't care for NPR. Doesn't mean it's bad. I just don't care for it. But that's what talk radio is. So when people like Claire send me emails that are vicious like that, I wonder exactly where she's coming from. But I already know where she's coming from. I already know because John and I are exposed to it on an everyday freaking basis. And that is that those of you on the other side of this thing would strip the flesh off our bones to prove that there's some kind of weird conspiracy going on, that we're not progressive enough, that we don't get it. And I'll tell you something. I had a very prominent doctor in town tell my wife yesterday, gee, it seems like Jay's moved more to the center. You know what it is? I'm sick of the right and the left. I really am. I'm tired of all the extremism. There's just got to be a better way. I just don't know what it is. And as far as people calling up here, you make some absurd statement, I'm going to hold you to it. I'm going to make you prove it.
When a tree falls in the forest, it does make a sound. But less trees fall thanks to insurance policyholders. Thousands less. That's because Esurance customers don't have to use paper. They can get their auto insurance documents online. And that helps us all breathe a little easier. Each mature tree left standing helps absorb about 48 pounds of carbon dioxide in a year. So we hear this, rather than this. Esurance is proud to be an official partner of the SOS movement for a climate in crisis. Find out how we can all work together to put climate change in reverse. Visit esurance.com/SOS. The road to change starts here. Esurance Online Auto Insurance.
Enterprise and democracy work for ordinary people, people that don't have a guaranteed inheritance and that don't have a guaranteed job anymore.
Because it's not about making more money. It's about making better decisions with the money you make. If you need a little hope, call 877-592-HOPE, 877-592-4673.
28 minutes after 6. Oh, and then John gets some call from a woman. I don't listen to this radio station. I listen to this radio station for news and information. I don't listen to hear about Jay's personal life. I don't listen to hear about his weight. I don't listen. You know what, ma'am? If you're out there listening still, stick your head up your rear and walk to Arizona. Okay? This is how much I care about you. See my middle finger?
And it ain't no kickstand for your nose, baby.
Just think she's married to somebody. Oh, boy, would that be terrible. If I had to wake up and see her every morning, I'd puke so bad I'd be in a hospital from dehydration. Hey, Rocky's Autos has the largest selection of clean, late-model, used vehicles. We're talking about pre-owned cars, trucks, minivans, vans, and SUVs in Colorado. I'm headed out to Rocky's today, as a matter of fact. because I always love to go out there and check out the selection. And people always say to me, listen, do they really have all this? Yeah, they do. And you ask John Turk, ask anybody who's been out there, you got to ride a golf cart around to get the whole selection. I mean, you really do. That's how many vehicles they have. So whether it's all-wheel, four-wheel, gas, zipper, car for the family, second car, whatever it is, they've got it. They've got matching down incentive going on. They've got numerous ways to finance, and they've got great people, Tom and Marv Alshear and the rest of the gang at Rockies to go see. Rockies is family-owned and operated. They've been that way since 1982, and they're open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. until 9 p.m. So you got plenty of time to get out there. See them on the internets. Some guy calls up, what does he keep saying internets? Because it's a joke about George W. Bush, you humorless, I can't use that word on the air. S-bag? Did you get it? Like children's learn. I'm just aping the great president of the United States. Well, I'm in a mood this morning. Damn it, call me at 303-713-7600. Let's get it on, let's fight. That's what I really want to do. I want to fight. Let's get into abusive words with each other. It's caused management to call me on the carpet. I'm teetering on the end. I want to walk off the cliff. I wanted to self-destruct on the air now. Anyway, get out to Rockies. Corner 63rd and Federal, just south of I-76. I'll see you out there. I'll probably be working there as a lot tech.
I was a slave to smoking.
If you're a smoker, you need to hear about a free trial offer that could set you free from addiction once and for all.
I tried the gum, the pills, and the patches. But I knew I hit rock bottom. Well, not even my mom dying from emphysema could stop me from smoking.
Medical science has discovered a new way to eliminate addiction in smokers. And this breakthrough product is now being released to the public without a prescription. It's called Zero Smoke. And right now, you can participate in a free trial. Call now. 1-800-300-3163.
Now I am so done with smoking. I did it for me. I did it for my kids. I did it for my mom.
Find out how you can participate in a free trial of Zero Smoke by calling 1-800-300-3163. 1-800-300-3163. That's 1-800-300-3163.
You're listening to AM 760 Progressive Talk. AM760.net.
Yeah, you know what we ought to do, John? Here's what we ought to do, since people are so unhappy. Let's do this. Starting tomorrow, let's just book on nothing but book authors back to back all morning long for 4 hours, and we'll just take no more phone calls. Sure, why not? That'll work. Let's put on authors nobody's ever heard of. All right, mostly sunny today. High today, 66. We'll get to the Rockies and that whole situation. Oh, their servers were hacked. Yeah, okay. You believe that? See, I'm just in one of those moods, man. Larry in Denver. Larry, you're on AM 760. What's up?
Well, drinks, brother.
Hey, what's happening, man?
Why don't you call her brainstem like the old days?
I don't know, because it's the same reason that she likes, right? You know, in the first email she sent me, she's like, you're a gas bag, you're blah, blah, blah. You know, it's like, oh, come on. What are we, 6 years old? Get out of here. You know?
Hey, Jay, I feel for you because few years ago when I was overseas and working AFRTS, I had a demographic group of about two, and then I lost that one.
Yeah.
So the one guy would only call me at night and saying, hey, you're doing a great job. Well, where's my other listener?
Oh.
So don't feel bad.
Yeah, you know what? You know what? You know what? It reminds me. Oh, and so this lady is out there listening. She's going to get mad. Tales from my personal life. It reminds me of first time I ever go to Chicago, right?
Yeah.
I'm on the air, playing country music. It's the dead of winter. I don't get the idea that people there who have cabin fever, that they get cranky. So it's like every other phone call. How are you? Ah! They're all like on me. I'm like almost in tears. Then the woman who follows me on the air says, wait a minute. She said, mark my words. When I tell you this, they'll be totally different in the summertime. She said, it's 20 below zero. They haven't been out of the house. They're in a bad mood. Relax. And you know something? It turned out to be right. Because when spring came and summer came, they were totally in a completely different mood. But they were crabby all winter. And every time I'd be on the air there, every single winter, people would be crabby. But of course, when I went in to talk, I liked that because then I could get on the air and fight with them. That's what I want to do. I want to fight.
J, Jay, you're my personal hero. I remember the days when you were at K-How and you know, the days when you had personal tragedies or people would get on the air and you would sympathize or try and help, and that's what I looked up to. And when I was in college doing radio, I mean, I had one of the hardest slots. They gave me 5 to 9 on Monday morning, and they wanted me to put people back to sleep in college with, you know, soft, mellow music, and I kind of railed against the system by your... So I want to thank you, brother.
Thanks, man. Larry, I appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right, we'll see you. Look me up at Rockies when I'm a lot tech. Do we want to take some more calls or do we want to go get the weather? All right. Or the traffic. Mike in Westminster. Mike, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Jay, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing all right.
Good. Hey, I'm a conservative right out of the gate, and you said something this morning that makes me not want to fight you. Usually I listen to you and I can think of something where I just want to say, come on, Jay, see it my way. But you said something earlier on the show. You said how I know that the far right drives you nuts. But you said, you know what, the far left is kind of, it's just too extreme. And
no, they
and,
drive me nuts, too.
Yeah, and you said, why can't we just meet in the middle and try and figure some things out? And that's exactly how I feel. As conservative as I am, the people on the far right, are just, they're driving me nuts as well. And I find myself, you know, I can't see myself changing from a conservative, but it gets me away from that far right. It's just, it's starting to get really old. And the thing that sucks about it all is we got to hear about it for another year as we go through this election process.
Yeah, well, see, there's nothing wrong with being conservative. There's nothing wrong with it. There are a lot of tenets of conservatism that are very, very admirable. But this idea, this strain that runs through it, and it's basically this. I've got mine. I care about mine. I don't give a damn about you. And I don't care about anybody else. That always gets you into trouble. Whether you're in the right or the left, it doesn't make any difference. It doesn't work. This is a partnership, and we all have to enter into it together.
Well, that's what it is. The thing about it is, though, is that voices like you and voices like, you know, the conservative talk radio and everything like that, it's very hardly, even on both sides of the street there, Jay, very hardly is it a nice, calm conversation where we can actually try and figure something out. It's always pulling out just the most extreme ideas and getting people's blood pressure up and, you know, I like listening to you because you've got a fun show. I listen to Randy Rhodes sometimes in the afternoon because I can't believe this person isn't in an insane asylum.
Well, you know, people feel that way about me. But you know what, Mike? There's nothing wrong with fighting. Just as long as we remember this. We're all Americans. We're all friends. You can always come back the next day.
Well, that's what it's all about. And we're not here to, you know... The most important things in my life, Jay, I can tell you, number one are my family. That's what I'm worried about the most. And that I have a good job, I can pay my bills and take care of my family, and the rest of it, it goes pretty far down on the concern meter. You know, I am concerned about the security of the country. Not so much for right now, but, you know, when my little 2-year-old boy grows up, I don't want him to have to worry about stuff.
If you care about your family... And that's number one on most people's radar. Then you got to care about the community you function in and the country you live in. Mike, I got to run, man. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Jay.
All right. 6:37, 37 minutes after the hour. Gina, you want to fight?
Well, not really.
It's because I'm on a roll here. All right. Did you try to get Rockies tickets?
No. We just determined that was going to be impossible.
Do you believe the Rockies when they say the servers were attacked?
No. I'm sorry to say.
Yeah, I don't think I do either, and I want to see who else believes or disbelieves this, and we'll do that coming up. But right now we'll take our first, it's our first look with you and I of traffic. What's going on out there?
Okay, well, we do have a semi that was involved in a crash. Thankfully, it's off the highway, southbound Tower Road at Pena, though, if you were headed out anywhere near the airport. Northbound 225 starting to line up between Parker and Iliff, kind of typical delays right now. Southbound 25, same thing, getting into downtown 58 to Spear, but otherwise we're in pretty good shape. Weather outlook today should be sunny and warm. We're
You're listening to AM 760 Progressive Talk. AM760.net.
J. Marvin in the morning on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
To make your day, Fantastic Haircuts and their new FS Men's product line will help you care for your hair this fall. At Fantastic Sam's, each haircut includes a relaxing shampoo massage, and you never need an appointment. Visit Fantastic Sam's today.
Tom Hartman.
I'll be showing you how to talk back to right-wing conservatives by doing it every day right here on the Tom Hartman Program. No suck-up interviews and always the truth. Fair
and slightly unbalanced.
The Tom Hartman Program. 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
By now you've heard all the desperate mortgage companies saying they can help you. Right. Many of those are the very companies that wrote the bad loans to begin with. Think, who has been the only mortgage company warning you of the scams through My Mortgage Help Center? The only lender exposing bad lending practices. The name? American Guarantee Mortgage. Real answers, real solutions, real value. 866-259-8206. 866-259-8206.
Just Brakes.
How much does Just Brakes charge for new brake pads?
For just $99.88, Just Brakes safety experts will install new pads and shoes on all four wheels.
All four wheels?
Yes, ma'am. Just Brakes also machines rotors and drums and inspects your brake system for any other problems.
Can't beat that. Just Brakes installs pads and shoes on all four wheels and machines rotors and drums for $99.88. Why do you do it, Just Brakes?
Just Brakes, we really do.
Additional parts and
Secure Horizons Medicare Advantage plans are offered by United Healthcare Insurance Company, Pacific Care Health Plans, Oxford Health Plans, and their affiliated companies, Medicare Advantage organizations with a Medicare contract.
Attention! If you have Medicare and are on a fixed income, you may not be getting the most out of Medicare. In fact, you may be eligible to receive financial help with your medical and prescription drug costs. Some programs even help with transportation, utility, and other costs. Secure Horizons by United Healthcare will help determine if you're eligible for these programs. Call a representative today to make sure you're getting the most out of Medicare. Many Secure Horizons health plans offer more benefits than original Medicare at predictable prices. Call today for more information and to find out if you qualify for financial assistance at 1-800-400-9913. It's important to choose the right health plan. Call Secure Horizons plans for more information. Get the most out of Medicare. Call 1-800-400-9913. 1-800-400-9913.
Unappreciated bands of all time. But guess who? Burt and Cummings. Full Canadian rock and roll. 642, 42 minutes after the hour. AM 760, Progressive Talk, mostly sunny. High today, going to be 66. Somebody's going to win $760 coming up next hour in the Extreme White House Makeover Contest. And if you want to get in on this, you got to go to am760.net and click that website. Okay, I want to get to the Rockies, but I'm going to take one more call about my diatribe. Julie in Longmont. Julie, you're on.
Well, oh, yeah? Oh, yeah? You want to fight, huh? Well, your mom wears army boots, and she dresses you funny. How's that, huh?
Yeah, well, your mother has to shave her mustache.
You were born in a barn.
Yeah.
How's that, buddy? That's pretty low.
Is that a pig, or is that your sister?
I beg your pardon. My sister does look like a pig.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. I didn't mean that.
I'm just kidding.
Oh, you're the best.
I mean, I just wanted to put in a little plug for those of us who do enjoy listening to you, and I do remember the green teeth, knuckle dragon, brainstem, you know, of the old days, and I sometimes miss that, you know, and I just, it's like we're not all like the people that are sending you the emails, and obviously they're not brave enough to call and talk to you on the radio, so don't let the rest of us pay, you know, for the few of the, you know, goofballs that are out there, because... You know, and I think to your point about the weather and all the other stuff, you know, yeah, it's getting darker earlier. That could be part of the reason. But also, we only have one station to go to, you know, Air America stations or NPR. And the rest of it is all that, you know, pus-spewing crap that they have out there with all the other people that we can't stand to listen to. So it does get frustrating if you don't have someplace else to go. But, you know, wait a few hours and someone else is coming on. So give it a rest, you know, for the people who want to pick on you. You know, it's like, well, then don't listen. Go do something else.
Yeah, I don't understand that. What is her preoccupation with continuing to keep emailing me? Why don't you just go get a life?
Yeah, because she doesn't have one, obviously, if she has that kind of time. She doesn't have that kind of time if she's spending that much time emailing you in the first place. So I'm just saying, please don't make the rest of us pay, and please don't stop taking phone calls, because there are those of us, like the guy that the last guy that was on there, saying, hey, I'm a conservative, and I'm with you. I want to meet in the middle. You know, I mean, there's still people out there who do want to converse and who do want to have at least a discussion and want to be heard, because it helps you not feel so insane.
Yeah, well, you know, let's talk, let's discuss, let's dissent, let's fight, but in the end, let's be friends.
Yeah. And your hair's too curly.
And my hair's great, too. All right,
no.
Julie, I love you.
Take care.
Thanks.
Bye.
All right, I got open lines now at 303-713-7600. I don't even know how to phrase about what happened yesterday with the Rockies tickets, only to say that John Turk and I talked about this, that the online ticket thing was going to be a disaster. Now, the Rockies are saying that their servers were attacked. Okay? Question is, do you believe that? And did you try to get tickets yesterday? I got email from a whole bunch of people who said, I feel like an idiot. I feel like a fool. I took the day off. Here I am. I'm trying to get tickets. I can't get tickets. Jay, have you tried to get tickets? And I didn't even try. There was this story yesterday from the Rocky Mountain News. Diehard Colorado Rockies season ticket holders got first dibs on World Series tickets Sunday, but some may have been locked out of the team's website. About 32,000 tickets were set aside for season ticket holders, players, and sponsors. The rest, about 18,000, would be available today at 10 a.m. This is yesterday. Tickets for Game 3, 4, and 5 at Coors Field will be sold online at ColoradoRockies.com. But they were saying here in this Rocky Mountain News report that, for example, if several inquiries came from a single IP address, they were blocked. Well, what happens if you try to buy the tickets and screwed up and try to start over again? Then you're out of luck. And listen to the last part of the story. Fans who do not have internet access can go to the Denver Public Library's opening early today.
Did you see the lines at DPS or at the Denver Public Libraries yesterday?
Yeah, and we talked about that on the air. Now, you knew that wasn't going to work.
Like the first two people to get on the computer might be able to get tickets, you know? Else that's waiting is SOL.
But wait a minute. If they're blocking repetitive IP addresses, doesn't the computer at the libraries have... And you know, if you're a computer person, you should call us about this. Doesn't the computer at the library have the same IP address constantly?
Yeah, you think they all come off the same server, right?
Yeah. So when you get blocked?
You think so? Like, it's like every business out there. It's like here working here at Clear Channel. I'm sure there's 100 to 150 employees yesterday trying to get on there and couldn't.
Okay, now there's got to be somebody out there who's just too progressive for me who's saying, well, why are you talking about this? What difference does it make? I'll tell you what difference it makes. Does a baseball team or a sports franchise have any responsibility to the community at all? Of any kind? We had a talk show host here yesterday that was on one of the radio stations articulating the idea that, well, if you didn't get tickets, tough. Too bad.
You'll pay what the market demands.
Yeah, you'll pay what the market demands. Any tax dollars used to run this whole thing? I'm asking because I don't know. So I want to hear about your experiences. Now, here is Jay Alvis. He's a spokesman for the Colorado Rockies. Listen to this.
Our website, I can tell you, and ultimately our fans and our organization were the victim of an external malicious attack on our website that shut down the system and kept our fans from being able to purchase their World Series tickets.
Can you believe that? Do you buy that? Do you buy it? Let's hear it again.
Our website, I can tell you, and ultimately our fans and our organization were the victim of an external malicious attack on our website that shut down the system and kept our fans from being able to purchase their World Series tickets.
All right, do you believe that their website was viciously attacked and that that's what shut it down? Do you accept the explanation for what they're telling the community? 303-713-7600. No, this is not a sports station, but the World Series and the Rockies is an integral part of this community, and it's an integral part of Colorado life for a lot of people. And there are a lot of people yesterday who got virtually nothing. Now, I know we've got people out there who work on computers. I know we've got people out there who are ITs. I know we have people out there who know what's going on. Plus, on top of that, if you had this experience yesterday, I'd like to hear how that went. I really want to hear how that went. 303-713-7600. 649, 49 minutes past the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin along with you, and Gina checks traffic.
Thank you, Jay. Usual delays now if you're on the north side of town, southbound I-25. Very heavy between 104th and 84th. Same for your right across Commerce City, eastbound 270, and southbound I-25. Busy as well into the downtown area. Watch out for a crash we have off the highway involving a semi at southbound lanes of Tower at Pena Boulevard. Weather outlook today should be beautiful. We're going to see sunny skies, warm conditions with a high of 68 right now. A few clouds, 32 degrees. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
When you're on the go, let IHOP and Go satisfy any quick craving morning, noon, and night. Just call in and carry out from
LendingTree.com, where you can choose from up to four customized loan offers. 1-800-555-TREE. 1-800-555-TREE. When banks compete, you win. LendingTree.com.
Grant. No suck-up interviews and always the truth.
Fair and slightly unbalanced.
The Tom Hartman Program. 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Want a new laptop? Want to get it for free? Because you can get a brand new name brand laptop. You don't even pay for shipping. And to get started, you just go to freelaptopreward.com. That's freelaptopreward.com. How does it work? Easy. Companies used to spend a ton of money advertising their products. Well, they finally figured out that instead of wasting millions of dollars on expensive, polished ads, it's cheaper for us to give away gifts like laptops to the public.
When I heard about freelaptopreward.com, I thought, no way. But I followed the instructions, and now I'm sitting here with my new laptop.
I got a brand new laptop. All I did was register with freelaptopreward.com and buy and try stuff I already needed.
I thought this was a joke until my laptop showed up.
To earn your free laptop, go to freelaptopreward.com and get yours with the completion of all paid program requirements. Laptops limited to one per household. Go to freelaptopreward.com. Freelaptopreward.com. That's freelaptopreward.com.
6:51, 51 minutes after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. You know what the most powerful motivator in today's world is? I'll tell you what it is. It's fear. Fear motivates you to do all kinds of things. I'm not going to deal in fear. I'm just going to deal in knowledge, which is a great way to defeat fear. If you're worried about heart attack, and maybe you're not worried about it. Maybe you don't think about it. But you need to know this. 150,000 Americans each year die from their first symptom of heart disease. So you owe it to yourself to find out about the health of your heart. You owe it to your family. You owe it to your community. Or maybe you know somebody you love who falls into this category. Getting in front of this, the silent killer is what they call it, getting in front of it is the best way to prevent it. And the best way to prevent it is to go to Front Range Preventive Imaging, because they have the technology that could help save the life of you or someone close to you. It's the EBT scanner. It's the best non-invasive way to evaluate your individual risks in only 10 short minutes. No needles, no drugs, no injection, no pain. The EBT heart scan provides you with life-saving information about your heart's health. Diagnosing this before it happens is the best way to go. Call them at 303-443-SCAN. That's 303-443-SCAN, or go online at frontrangepreventiveimaging.com. Please stop making excuses about this. I don't have time. My calendar's not clear enough. You really need to do this. 303-443-SCAN.
With its exclusive MapShare technology, TomTom ensures you'll always have the world's most up-to-date maps. What else would you expect from the world's number one selling GPS device? TomTom. Go confidently.
I heard about a huge sale on my favorite widget. I've got to see what deals they've got, but I don't remember where it's at.
Premier business listings. Find what you missed at am760.net.
tickets are not, the entire allotment of tickets is still virtually available. Some tickets went through. Those folks, their tickets are good. However, again, virtually the entire allotment of tickets that were on sale are still available, and we will have those available later on, hopefully at some point. I can't give you time, but sometime soon.
Okay, you believe the Rockies that their servers were viciously attacked, and what happened yesterday when you tried to buy tickets? 303-713-7600, 654, 54 minutes past the hour. Mostly sunny, high today, 66. Steve in Coal Creek Canyon. Steve, you're on AM 760. Go ahead.
You know, I don't think it was a vicious attack. I think it was just that the system got overloaded because you have people, like millions of people from New England and Japan and all over the place trying to get into the system at once, and it just couldn't handle it.
Well, then why weren't they, A, ready, and B, why don't they just level everybody and tell them they couldn't handle the traffic? And the whole idea was stupid to begin with.
Yeah, that's a good question. I don't think, you know, I think they'd rather not level with people and admit to their lack of preparedness.
What a debacle.
Yeah.
How crazy.
Yeah, and as to the tax thing about whether we paid our taxes to build that place, we certainly did. You know, just around the area and stuff we did. But it also allowed a lot of that place to be improved around the area as well. So we're getting it back.
Yeah, I think you just got to ask yourself, what responsibility does the team have to the community? Steve, thank you, man.
Mm-hmm. Take it easy.
You too. Let me go to Dave in North Glen. Dave, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hi, Jay. How you doing?
I'm doing good, man. What do you think?
Well, you said the perfect word, debacle. It's a total debacle. Everybody I talked to before we went online to buy tickets, we looked at each other and said, they're crazy. How can they expect to put everybody online at exactly the same time and not have it crash or blow up?
I don't know. I don't know what the... You know, we talked about it a couple of days ago. We talked about it last week, the fact that this was going to happen.
And they had plenty of time to get ready. And other teams don't do it this way. They put it out, a registration system, lottery tickets. Everybody has a more equal, fair... It's luck, but it's a fairer chance. And it just, you know, it just makes me wonder if this way was the cheapest way they could go, because that seems to be what they usually do. And I don't know that, but I just makes me wonder. And the way they handle it just makes me angry. And they're going to do the same thing today, and they say it's going to be fine. And I can't believe it's going to be fine.
Yeah, but what about the people who took work off yesterday?
Well, yeah, I had I got special permission from my boss to sit at my computer for a couple hours and try to get tickets, and that's all wasted time now. And I don't know if she's going to let me do that again today. I don't know if I would.
What happened yesterday when you tried?
Well, not much. I usually would get bumped off to an error page, and sometimes I would get to the countdown page. It would count down 60 seconds and start again, and then bump me off.
Oh, man.
So it was, you know, for a couple hours. And I had a couple, two or three people at work trying for me also, and just total frustration. And then this malicious attack thing, when they don't even, you know, it sounds like something they just made up.
Yeah, some hacker in Indonesia went after the Rockies site because they had nothing better to do, right?
Right. Yeah, that's believable.
And if you're listening to the right-wing stations, they'll blame it on us.
Yeah.
You know, too many liberals were trying to get in on the Rockies site.
Yeah, that's right.
They're not Americans. What do they care about baseball anyway? Right?
Yeah.
Oh, man. All right. Hey, Dave, thanks,
man. I love
man.
Your show, and I love the station. Thanks so much.
Hey, I appreciate it. See you later.
Okay, bye.
Right? Won't they blame this on us? Sure they will. They'll blame it on us.
Well, I have a hard time even believing that they only sold 500 tickets yesterday and almost the entire allotment is still out there.
No, I have no problem believing that at all. Once the computer system goes down, how are they going to get the tickets out? And you know what? Here's what happened. They just didn't have enough servers and everybody crashed the system because they all jumped on. This has happened before. Maybe it'll turn out that it was a hacker, but something to me. And the people who listen to this show are far more computer savvy than I am, because we've talked about computer topics before. But something tells me that there was not some guy sitting in Shanghai or in Okinawa or in Bolivia trying to crash out the system. I find that really hard to believe, but maybe it's true. Maybe it did happen. Maybe it did happen. All right, everybody hang on the line who's there. I want to hear from people who know about computers, and I want to hear from you if you're like Dave, you tried to buy some yesterday and couldn't get through. We'll continue this. Stick around.
Hi, Leo Laporte here, the tech guy. Are you traveling to meet with clients and colleagues? Oh, that's a pain, isn't it? Expensive, time-consuming, you fight rush hour traffic, airport security, delayed flights. I hate it. But I have found a better way. It's a great solution. It's called GoToMeeting.com. With GoToMeeting.com, you hold meetings from your office or your conference room or your home with people anywhere in the world, all over the Internet, so you can do more and travel less. That means you save money and you make more money. Launch meetings on the fly or schedule them in advance via Outlook. During your conference call, everyone just logs into GoToMeeting with that meeting ID. They see your computer desktop on their computer screen, your PowerPoint, your presentation. You collaborate. You do training. And with GoToMeeting, you hold as many meetings as you want for one low flat rate. Try GoToMeeting free right now for 30 full days. That's a month of unlimited online meetings absolutely free. Click the web banner on your radio player now or visit GoToMeeting.com. Click the Try It Free button and use the promo code WebRadio. GoToMeeting.com, promo code WebRadio, or click the web banner now. GoToMeeting.com. You're going to love it.
Fires. The winds are expected to continue. Continue today, but by tonight we may begin to see the first signs of improving weather. I'm Steve Futterman in Rancho Bernardo, California. Now with more CBS News, here's Frank Sitapani.
The country's biggest mortgage lender is going to give some of its customers a break. Live to CBS's Jim Taylor. What's this about, Jim?
Frank, it's a reaction to a mortgage crisis like none other. The head of Countrywide says unprecedented times call for unprecedented remedies. The company's offering refinancing deals to borrowers. $16 billion in loans whose interest rates are set to readjust by the end of next year. In total, Countrywide says it will reach out to 82,000 borrowers offering some kind of relief. Frank?
The FAA will use a meeting with airlines 30 minutes from now to lay down the law, cut flights to New York's Kennedy Airport, or the government will.
A lot of travelers into and out of New York's JFK have the same complaint.
I am delayed regularly, and obviously the system is not capable of handling the traffic.
It's a big problem.
Just over half of arrivals and departures were on time.
It's bad. There's no doubt.
And with New York area airports responsible for about three-quarters of flight delays nationwide, former pilot and now Professor Jim Higgins believes the government may be forced to reduce the number of flights or charge airlines more for peak travel times.
It's tough. The system is at its breaking point.
Cammie McCormick, CBS News, Washington.
JetBlue is dropping service to Nashville and Columbus effective January 6th. Not enough business, it says. Treasury Secretary Henry Paulson says all the recalls of defective Chinese goods are causing fear among American consumers. He says the U.S. and China have to work together to address the problem. The show must go on, and it did, but not before Maria Osmond fainted after doing the samba on last night's Dancing with the Stars.
All right, we're going to take a commercial break. We'll be right back.
Osmond got back on her feet during that break and was able to do her next routine without incidents.
Once in a while that happens to me when I get winded and I stop breathing. I'm so sorry.
Down in the dumps in Denver. Rockies fans didn't like it when a computer crash kept them from buying World Series tickets. The team blamed the crash on a malicious overload of online ticket orders. Says things should be fixed by noon. Ahead of the bell, S&P futures are up 8 points. This is CBS News.
Die Hard presents Under the Hood with Positive and Negative.
Man, it's cold. Are we parked inside of a glacier?
It's brisk. I kind of like it.
I'm freezing my bolts off.
Well, good thing we're a powerful Die Hard battery. We're built to start on cold days.
And can we start now? I've got icicles hanging off of my beard.
Yeah, beardsicle.
For reliable starting power when you need it most, choose Die Hard Automotive Batteries. Get yours installed at Sears Auto Centers. For locations near you, visit Sears.com.
Computer security threats such as spam, spyware, viruses, and hackers invade your business every day through email, instant messaging, web browsing, and your company's website. With no software to install and no per-user license fees, Barracuda Network Firewalls are easy to set up and affordable. Do what 50,000 other companies have done. Reclaim your network with a Barracuda Network Firewall. For a free evaluation unit, call Barracuda Networks, 888-ANTI-SPAM, 888-ANTI-SPAM, or go online to barracuda.com.
Consolidate high-interest credit card bills into one new low monthly payment. Call the mortgage store, 303-423-7171.
Good morning, I'm John M. with your AM 760 local news update. After knocking off the Phillies and the Diamondbacks, the Rockies were beaten by technology. 2 hours after tickets went on sale, many fans said they still couldn't get access to the ticket sales website.
I tried clicking several places, but then it timed out and released the tickets.
Now the team claims its computer system for online-only World Series ticket sales was the target of what they call an external malicious attack, the problem causing a temporary suspension of ticket sales, but they say they'll relaunch online sales today.
Noon at our website, www.coloradorockies.com.
The Rockies put about 54,000 tickets up for sale online. Team officials say their computers were ready to handle the expected crush, but a malicious hacker shut things down. Right. University of Colorado is pulling some equipment from the Recreation Center following a rise in staph infections among student athletes. The drug-resistant form of staph known as MRSA has spread through schools across the country. CU says there have been 8 reported cases on the Boulder campus this school year. And Denver police say Broncos wide receiver Brandon Marshall was arrested early yesterday on suspicion of drunk driving. He was pulled over downtown shortly after 2 a.m., just hours after the Broncos defeated the Steelers. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News update. I'm John M. Now here's Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Problems for Aurora. We've got a multi-vehicle crash southbound 225 right near Mississippi, and it looks like it's blocking your fast lane. So watch out. We're seeing those backups all the way to Colfax. Again, that's southbound 225 being affected now by several vehicles involved in a crash near Mississippi. We do have a wreck that they were cleaning up southbound Tower at Pena Boulevard, and it looks like we still have some icy patches along I-70 right at the Eisenhower Tunnel. Security wait time at DIA, 5 minutes. Weather outlook, expect a mostly sunny and warm day with a high of 68. Currently, few clouds, 32 degrees. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Get a head start on your holiday greeting cards at King Soopers. Choose from more than 100 great designs starting at 29 cents each. You can upload photos online or in-store to create the perfect customized holiday message. King Soopers, right store, right price.
I'm John Hope Bryant, founder of Operation Hope.
I'm Andrew Young, spokesman for Operation Hope. You know, the challenge of our time is to make free enterprise and democracy work for ordinary people, people that don't have a guaranteed inheritance and that don't have a guaranteed job anymore.
Because it's not about making more money. It's about making better decisions with the money you make. If you need a little hope, call 877-592-HOPE, 877-592-4673.
This is the Jay Marvin Show.
Jay Marvin.
On AM 760, Progressive Talk.
I love that last little spot there. Whoever had a guaranteed job or a guaranteed inheritance, other maybe than George W. Bush, right? When they talk about that? I don't know if anybody's ever... Well, but you know, before we get back to this Rockies thing, I just got to throw this in. 30, 35 years, 40 years ago in this country, that was the case. Think about your parents and think about your grandparents. If you remember them. Didn't they work at the same job? And then they retired? Nowadays, that's gone. All right, back to things. Coming up this hour, somebody's going to win $760. And let's talk about the Rockies. What happened yesterday? Did you try to buy tickets? Do you buy the club's statement that their computers were hacked? I want to hear from two types of people. I want to hear from those of you who have computer knowledge and IT knowledge, because I know we got a lot of IT people out there. I also want to hear from those of you that sat there and tried to buy tickets. And what happened there when you tried to buy them? What went on? And you just your general feelings about this. Now, I realize that anybody who's on the air in this city and probably across this state is talking about this topic this morning. And is it more important than George Bush wanting more money for Iraq? Is it more important than a lot of the other things that are going on out there? Well, it depends. I believe that if you run a business as big as a sports team in a community, I think you have a certain responsibility to that community. I'm not saying the Rockies didn't meet that responsibility, but I'm saying how many of us sniffed trouble before it ever started? And a lot of you called up last week, and a lot of you called up last week and said, Jay, there's going to be problems. Jay, this is not a good idea. Why is it we couldn't do it the old-fashioned way, which is, hey, you line up outside and you get a ticket? Why do we have to do it online? The online world is marvelous. There's nothing like it, but it's not perfect. Now, maybe they did get hacked. I find it a little weird. I think what it is servers couldn't handle the traffic. Look, you've got people in Denver. You've got people in the state of Colorado. You've got people in the United States. You've got people even overseas trying to get tickets. You've got all of these people trying to get tickets. I would be interested to know what the hits were yesterday on that website. Plus, the story from Monday about the Rockies blocking certain ISPs if they repeated. For example, if several inquiries came from single IP addresses, they were blocked, according to the Rockies. Okay, what happens if you got halfway through the process and then you had to start again? What happens if, you go to the public library? Doesn't the public library use the same don't all those people have the same IP address? 303-713-7600. I got a couple of lines open. 303-713-7600. And I'm looking for all and any comments about this. I didn't even get on and try to buy any tickets. Why is that? Why didn't I try to get on? Because I'm going to tell you something. At 10 minutes to 10 yesterday, John's my witness on this. What was it, about 10 minutes to 10? 15 minutes to 10? We already started getting reports that there were problems.
Well, we knew when we were cutting the promo for today's show what we'd be talking about this morning. This is before they even went on sale.
So there was no point in even trying to go there and do it because we knew we weren't going to get through. There was just no point. Let's go to Ron and Aurora. Ron, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Hey, man. I'm doing okay.
Good. Okay. Do I believe it? Not at all. I will say this. There's something called static and non-static IP addresses.
Right.
And I know even Comcast at home, I have a non-static, so it switches. And there's also something called SIDs, and every computer has a special SID, and that's how, like, Microsoft checks to make sure that your Windows copy is, in fact, only on one PC. So they might have really checked your SIDs. So it's possible, likely, and I don't think so.
All right, well, you sound like an IT guy. Okay, so how likely is it that some guy is sitting in... Oh, I don't know, like Kearney, Nebraska, and goes, ha, 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 ha.
Exactly. No, a university could do it, something as small as a university, but not a single person. And one last thing. I got online because my boss is in Chicago, and he asked me to try to get him tickets. So it's kind of the reverse of everybody else, because I'm going to a 3-day music festival in Las Vegas, and I won't even be here. So I'm going to try again today, but I see the same thing happening.
So you think it's them?
Oh, well, I do. I really do. I mean, that sounds so cynical, but being in IT, not likely. All righty?
Thank you, sir. I appreciate your expertise.
You have a good day.
Okay, you too. Let's go to Joanne in Fort Collins. Joanne, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi.
I was one of those that sat on a line from a quarter to 10, waiting with my little cursor ready to buy tickets at exactly 10 o'clock. And I got the error page that said this page cannot be displayed, which was the same page that everybody across the country was getting, evidently. And what I find interesting, I sat there until they made the announcement that tickets were not going to be, that they were suspending tickets for the day. And what I find interesting is that while I was online, there were ticket brokers who were starting to sell tickets for $700 and on up.
Wait a minute. I wonder where they got those tickets. Somebody from the inside must have given it to them.
You know, when nobody else, none of us individual Rocky fans could get tickets, here all of a sudden, they're getting tickets? Yeah, do I believe that? Nah, nah, nah. And the other thing is that there were two, they interviewed two IT guys that were in Superior, and they had tried to, I don't understand the technology or the terminology here, but they tried to ping the main server in California, and they said they couldn't get through there either. So whatever that means, but it just, to me, it just means that they basically were not prepared for the volume, and or if somebody got in early, I don't know how they did or who got in, because I was there with my cursor exactly 10 o'clock and immediately got the error message that just continued throughout the whole morning. So, you know, we as fans are tremendously disappointed, and unfortunately I can't sit at my computer today. I have other things I have to be.
So you have so you have no way of getting any tickets? I mean, you're like out of the game?
That's it exactly.
Well, that's kind of a, you know, that's a drag. Well, if I sat you down with the Rockies ownership, what would you say to them?
I would say that their system of online, I agree with you 100% that they fine, leave some tickets online, but you send some of those tickets out to their normal ticket outlets so that everybody gets, you know, real Rockies fans get a chance, because you know, the way it came down, many of us that would have stood in line or, you know, gotten tickets some other way or just realized we were going to have to pay more for them would have done that instead of wasting an entire day sitting there. I rearranged my schedule so I could get tickets for my family, you know, or one or two of us anyway, you know.
Yeah.
And, you know, it was very not thought through on their part and or disorganized and or greedy. I don't know where it all came from, but I really, really disappointed Rocky fans.
All right. Well, Joanne, I'm sorry. But, well, you know, that's all I can say. I mean, I'm sorry, and I understand what that disappointment is, because I think we've all been through it, and I wish that if they... Look, if they got hacked, they should prove to us that they got hacked. If they can't prove that they got hacked, then they should apologize and take it back.
Yeah, and certainly try a different tactic the next time, because I'm sure.
How about this?
I agree. Today is going to be just another repeat of yesterday.
Yeah. How about this idea? How about trying this tact? Hey, first come, first serve. You get there early, you get your tickets.
Exactly. Exactly. Somebody wants to camp out all weekend and, you know, get in line, then God bless them. You know.
Yep.
So anyway, thanks for taking on this topic.
Thanks, Joanne. All right.
Bye.
We'll see you.
Right. Jay, somebody mentioned yesterday, and I love this, they probably would have been better off if they took a helicopter over the city and just threw the tickets out, you know, and just let people
freeball
on the streets.
Well, that wouldn't have been a bad idea.
That'd be a fun idea, I think.
See, the way I envision it would be that we could go line up. And when I say we, because, look, I could have gotten on the air and said, okay, look, we may not be baseball fans, but this is a chance to have some pride in your city, in your state. This is a chance for everybody to get together. We don't care whether you're left wing, right wing, middle wing, you have no wing. Meet us at Coors Field, and we'll show up with hot chocolate and coffee and donuts, and we can hang, and we'll hang out. But instead, they chose this, and you knew it wasn't going to work. You just knew that it just wasn't going to work. Here's Daniel in Denver. Daniel, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Jay. I agree with you totally. I'm not a huge Rockies fan, but I'm really happy for them that they got in.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, that's awesome. But what I was going to say is I work for a university, and we're actually in the process of doing an online housing system, and part of that process is we have to build new servers and work with our ITS to go ahead and build those servers, and that is a lot of cash to put down just for a large amount of students to live on a campus and to sign up online. So I can't imagine if they really did have enough servers to take the load of millions of people trying to buy a ticket for the World Series game, that they put that much money into buying these many servers just for the one time, basically. So,
okay, so the system was overloaded, and they just did not have the servers, and they just did not have the capacity to handle all the people who were trying to get in.
Oh, yeah, I totally believe it, because it takes a lot of money, a lot of time, and a lot of people just to set up the amount of servers. I mean, like what we're doing, we're only looking at our university setting up servers for one program and probably 600 students, 700 students maybe, and that takes a whole other server just for that. So I'm not an IT guy, but just from that experience and what we're trying to do, I can't imagine. I think they threw it out there that we have the capability of doing it, but in reality, they didn't.
So you don't buy the idea they were hacked?
Oh, no. No way. No way. Yeah, I really don't. I mean, it's a possibility, but I really doubt it. I think it's just an excuse.
All right. Hey, man, thanks for your expertise.
Thanks, Jay.
Okay, appreciate it.
Bye.
720, 20 minutes after 7 here on AM 760. Progressive Talk, one line open at 303-713-7600. Coming up, somebody's going to win $760 in the Extreme Makeover White House Edition. And I got some emails to read. And if you want to email am760.net, and if you want to get involved in this Extreme White House Makeover Edition, then go to am760.net and click on the front page there. You'll see the box and get involved. Somebody is going to have a chance at $760.
CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best used car prices anywhere. How would you like to upgrade your vehicle and save a lot of money too? You would? Well, here's what you do. Tap, tap, tap over to CheaperUsedAutos.com. You'll find over 800 cars, trucks, and SUVs. Up close and personal. These vehicles are priced to sell quickly, and they're all located right here in Denver. Don't waste your time running all over town. Find just what you're looking for today at CheaperUsedAutos.com. CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best used car prices anywhere.
Every year, heart disease is one of the leading killers of Americans. Here's something that ought to blow you away. Did you know that 50% of heart attacks occur in people with no prior symptoms? For 150,000 Americans each year, the first symptom of heart disease is sudden death. But with early detection, it can be effectively treated. Hi, this is Jay Marvin. Let me talk to you about Front Range Preventive Imaging. They've got an easy, non-invasive way to evaluate your individual risks for developing coronary artery disease with their EBT scanner. Now, this EBT scanner is one of the most powerful predictors of future coronary events and can help save your life or the life of someone you love. So it's important that you pay attention to this. Call today to set up an appointment or a consultation at 303-443-SCAN. That's 303-443-SCAN. Or visit them online at frontrangepreventiveimaging.com. And tell them Jay Marvin sent you.
From Russia with Love comes the 15th anniversary tour of Moscow Ballet's Great Russian Nutcracker, playing the Paramount Theater December 15th. Whisk away your loved ones to an enchanted land where a nutcracker transforms into a prince, a young girl becomes a princess, and snowflakes and flowers dance. Experience the magic of Moscow Ballet's Great Russian Nutcracker and celebrate the ultimate family holiday tradition, the Great Russian Nutcracker. Two exclusive performances December 15th at the Paramount Theater. Get more information and purchase tickets at DenverNutcracker.com.
I heard about a place with the best deals on all the hottest shoes. I have to check it out, but I don't remember where it's at.
Premier business listings. Find what you missed at am760.net.
You're thinking the winter time now, snow on the mountains and everything with all-wheel drive, four-wheel drive, do a little skiing, and just don't want to get in the same situation you got in last winter, and who knows how much snow we'll get. Well, then you ought to think about Rockies. Or if you're looking for a gas sipper, you're looking for something for the family, you want both, It doesn't make any difference. Rockies has got you covered. One of the best SUVs, and it gets great gas mileage, that Mary and I have ever owned, we got at Rockies Autos. Rockies Autos, with their matching down incentive plan, numerous ways to finance, and you can see their inventory on the internets at RockiesAutos.com. They've been family-owned and operated since 1982, and they're open Saturday, 9 a.m. until 9 p.m. So you've got plenty of time to get there. And I want to remind you that you can join Shagman and Officer Odell at the Hellraiser Extreme Cage Fighting at the National Western Complex. Doors open at 7 p.m. on Friday, October the 26th. Tickets are available at King Supers and TicketWest.com. For more information, go to PremierFighting.com. Rockies Autos. Good folks. Get out there and see the Alshire brothers. Get out there and see Colby Harris, Spanky Herrera. They're the guys. Rockies Autos. Corner of 63rd and Federal.
Whisk your loved ones away to an enchanted land where a nutcracker transforms into a prince, a young girl becomes a princess, and snowflakes dance. The 15th anniversary tour of Moscow Ballet's Great Russian Nutcracker, playing the Paramount Theater December 15th. Information and tickets at denvernutcracker.com.
With its exclusive MapShare technology, TomTom ensures you'll always have the world's most up-to-date maps. What else would you expect from the world's number one selling GPS device? TomTom. Go confidently.
3, 2, 1. I ask Congress to appropriate additional money, $760 more, to the people.
And it could be
your money.
All right, let's get it on. 724, 24 minutes after 7 here at AM 760 Progressive Talk. And it is the White House edition, Extreme Makeover White House edition. Here you go. Joyce Harris of Inglewood. Joyce Harris of Inglewood. You have 7 minutes and 60 seconds from now to call 303-631-2760 and claim your $760 prize. Joyce Harris of Inglewood, you've got 7 minutes and 60 seconds from now to call 303-631-2760, and we'll stuff your pocket with $760. Joyce Harris of Inglewood, and only Progressive Club members can win. So register today by clicking on the Extreme Makeover White House Edition link on the front page of AM760.net. Once again, looking for Joyce Harris of Inglewood. You've got 7 minutes and 60 seconds to call at 303-631-2760.
Website, I can tell you, and ultimately our fans and our organization were the victim of an external malicious attack on our website that shut down the system and kept our fans from being able to purchase their World Series tickets.
All right, there's Jay Alves of the Rockies. You believe what he's saying? 726, 26 minutes after 7, mostly sunny today. High today is 66. Or should we run Jay with side-by-side with a soundbite from George Bush? Okay, that was unnecessary. That was unnecessary. I admit it. Let's go to Mark in Montbello. Mark, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay.
Hey.
Okay, I do IT for a living. I've been doing it for about 7 years. And how do I put this? First of all, that SID ID thing, only Microsoft uses that. And, yeah, Comcast does have a static IP. There are non-static IPs, but they change about once every 6 months. So somehow that wouldn't be an issue with this. As far as being hacked, it is actually a possibility because people do that just to be, I'm trying to think of a word I can say off the air, jerks?
Well, yeah, brainstems, idiots, you know.
Yeah, something like that. Brain dead people. Well,
sociopaths.
Good. So, well, actually, ego, because you have to understand in that whole hacker community thing, the hacker's not the one to do it for spam purposes. Yeah, it's ego to say, well, man, look, I tricked down the Rockies servers for their World Series tickets. Yeah.
But you know, do you think that really happened?
I think none of us can honestly say because we're not looking at their IP box.
Well, then shouldn't they then have to prove it?
No, why? That's a private affair.
Because you make a public statement like that, you're dealing with the public, and then you tell them that you have this happen, then you don't prove it either way, then you think it's going to go away. What about all the people like Joyce who spent all that time?
Do you see big companies that say they get hacked have to prove that they got hacked?
They're not selling anything and dealing with the public like that.
Actually, a lot of big companies are. Hacking happens a lot. People don't.
No, I'm not denying. I'm not denying that hacking doesn't happen a lot. But what I'm saying to you is they're not in the same category as a baseball team in a city that counts on the city's goodwill to exist, basically, and counts on the fans to exist, and has gotten some breaks from the city to be able to be where they are, and then holds somewhat of the city and the state's public trust, and then turns around and says, well, listen, we were hacked, and this is what happened. Don't you think that they ought to show us proof that it happened, or we ought to know whether they're lying to us or not? Don't you think they at least owe the public that much of an explanation?
No.
All right, well, that's you. Then I guess you would accept anything anybody would tell you.
Jay, let me explain this a little. Because you're treating them like they're some, how do I put this? To me, the Rockies franchise, another business. Other businesses.
But not, but they are not like, no, but they are not like other businesses. To try to say that a baseball team is like another business, first of all, do they enjoy a monopoly status, yes or no?
They have to compete against other baseball teams.
Do they owe, does baseball, enjoy a monopoly status, yes or no? Were there any taxpayer breaks given, to build that stadium and to lure the team here, yes or no?
Do you think there was any taxpayers' breaks to build that Xcel power plant here, yes or no?
We are not talking about Xcel, and because the reason Xcel does, Mark, the reason Xcel doesn't work, Mark, is because we have a public utilities board. Have you ever heard of them? That example doesn't work because they are regulated. What I'm saying to you is, how truthful does somebody have to be in a business community? How truthful do they have to be, or can they just get away with saying anything, and then guys like you just go, well, tough, that's the way it happens, and you'll accept it?
Whoa, Jay, don't go there.
Don't tell me not to go anyplace. I'll go any damn place I believe.
Jay, I believe people should be held accountable, but to try to prove that you got hacked.
You know what? If you can't prove it, why make the statement?
You could release some information that could be very, what's the word for this? That could be very sensitive to your company and
or come on. Oh, come on. Yeah, we know other people who use that kind of an excuse. Well, it's too, you don't have a right to know because it's security. Oh, come on. You know what? I don't buy that. For 5 minutes. Not 5 minutes, not 30 seconds, not 10 seconds, not 15 seconds. Look, here's the thing. Mark, shut up for a minute. Mark, shut up and I'll let you talk. Hang on. Don't you think they owe it to the public to be truthful and on the level with them? Because they count on the public support to survive.
No answer I'm going to give is going to make you happy. I can say yes, I do believe they should be truthful with the public. That's not a question. I'm saying truth of the public doesn't mean that full disclosure about everything that may have got hit on the servers. Saying, well, I just don't believe you got hacked because I just don't believe you didn't buy enough servers, that's still a possibility. But I'm saying to take always the negative chance and always assume that they're lying.
I'm not always assuming that they're lying, but what I am saying to you is you've got a tremendous amount. All right, now wait a minute. I let you talk. Do you want to talk some more? Go ahead.
I was going to say, you say you're not saying they're always lying, but every time I try to get something that says, well, yeah, they may actually have been hacked, you say, no, well, we have to have proof. No, we just can't give them the benefit of the doubt.
Because the reason you don't give them the benefit of the doubt and the reason that you do ask those questions is because there's such a thing as ethics and proper business operation, and I'm not saying that they did anything wrong, but what I am saying is you've got a heck of a lot of people both in this state and in this city, and what they did was they altered their schedules, they took time off, they asked permission from their bosses, they wanted to get in line to get the tickets like anybody else, and the system broke down, and it didn't work, and then you add insult to injury by making a claim that some people may think doesn't hold merit, and it's the least thing you can do is to go to the media and, whether it's the print media or the broadcast media or anybody else, and say, look, here's what happened. Here, let us show you, without having to compromise your company security, without having to give away the store. It's just called common courtesy and proper ethics. And this whole argument about, well, they're a business and they don't owe anybody anything, can I just finish?
All right.
There's much more wrapped up in this than just that.
Except from an IT argument to a business politics argument. I never said they never owed anybody anything. What I said is when it comes to releasing all the data showing they were hacked, I'm saying in that data there could be sensitive stuff. Say credit card numbers.
They don't have to, but they don't have to disclose that information, and we're not saying that they have to put it out in public. What they can do is they can have a couple of reporters, which they pick, come in, and they can show them the information and say, look, fans, we're sorry. This is what happened to us. Some unscrupulous individual did this and ruined the whole affair for everybody. Or they can stand up there, as Jay Alvis did, and say that they were hacked, provide no further information about it, and turn around and leave it at that. Meanwhile, you've got people like Joanne, for instance, who called in. Now, she can't turn around today and turn around and try to get tickets. She's got other things to do because she made arrangements yesterday. You don't think that this baseball team or that any sports team, you don't think that they owe anybody in the community anything?
Again, that's a loaded question.
It's not loaded. It's a reasonable question. It's not loaded.
See,
it's a reasonable question.
See, to me, you have to understand, hey, I'm not a huge sports fan. I'm not.
Well, all right, let's talk about something you care about.
No, what I'm saying is, to put this in context, it's a sport. People go to sports to enjoy themselves. I can understand that. I would go to an Avalanche game. Hockey is about the most sports. If I got there to buy a ticket and it crashed, I'll go to a concert because I've had this happen to me when I went to a concert. Their system had crashed in this case. They didn't say they were hacked. It had crashed. I was aggravated, but I didn't. It was a concert. I'll live. It's a sports team. Yes, it's a World Series.
You know what? To you, you'll live. And all of these other people will live, too. And Joyce and everybody else who had trouble, they'll all live. But the fact is that this is the World Series.
So what should
that
they
it
do?
Doesn't, that it doesn't... You know what, pal? Just go ahead. Just go ahead. I mean, if you want to have it degenerate into this, fine.
I don't know. I'm just saying, what should they do? You keep saying they need to be responsible.
I've already told you what they should do. What they should do is they should reveal the true story and the real story to whatever reporters they pick to tell us. In this time when cynicism runs rampant, in not only in this community, but also across this country, what actually happened, prove up to some degree what happened, and say, hey, the next time, which is today, or next week, or next year, we'll try to do a better job and we'll come up with a better solution, because we realize in the end that if nobody comes to the ballpark and nobody cares about the team, and nobody has any feelings about the team, then we have a very, very hard time doing business, and we rely on our customers, and it's called having some degree of good faith. And when we walk around, whether it's a baseball team or it's anybody else, and we make the case that, well, it's a private business, and whatever happens, happens, and too bad, and tough luck, you know, that just aggravates and further aggravates the situation that we're in this country, where nobody has to own up to anything, and nobody owes anybody anything, and that everybody's an island of themselves, and any kind of actions are permissible. And that's not the way life works. And in the old days, 30, 40 years ago, you couldn't get away with that kind of thing. People would not tolerate it, and they wouldn't put up with it. Now, do you think we're a better place because we do put up with it?
I'll tell you what. I'll bet you a drink. In the next couple days, I'm going to go, in fact, when I get to work, I'm going to start looking into it and seeing if they did put that data somewhere, and they just didn't release it on, like, regular TV and stuff like that. If they put that out there.
All right, go ahead.
If they put it out there, I'll buy you a drink, or buy me a drink. If they didn't put it out there, I'll buy you a drink.
I'll make it even better. I'll buy you dinner.
I can't afford dinner.
Come on. I'll go someplace where you can afford it. Don't give me that. I can't afford dinner. All right, I'll tell you what. Win, lose, or draw, I'll buy dinner.
That'll be a chance to finally meet you.
Okay, so you want to take me up on it?
Sure.
All right, do it.
All right.
All right, man, see ya.
Bye.
6:37, 37 minutes after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. I'll read some emails coming up. Let's go to traffic now with Gina.
All right, Jay, they're still trying to clear a multi-vehicle crash southbound 225 right near Mississippi. So that is making a real slow go there through Aurora. In fact, you're going to hit those delays as you make that I-70 merge. So you may want to seek an alternate around that. This looks like it's going to be bogged down for a while. Eastbound I-70, Federal toward Colorado, seeing delays now. Same for westbound I-76 as you head up toward I-25. Weather outlook, it's going to be sunny skies and warm conditions today with a high of 68 right now. Partly cloudy, 37 degrees. I'm Gina Michaels, AM760, Progressive Talk.
Tom Hartman.
I'll be showing you how to talk back to right-wing conservatives by doing it every day right here on the Tom Hartman Program. No suck-up interviews and always the truth. Fair
and slightly unbalanced.
The Tom Hartman Program. 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. on AM760, Progressive Talk.
Have you been thinking about getting one of those cool iPod Nanos? Well, how would you like one for free? That's right, for free. You can get an iPod Nano absolutely free at www.theipoddeal.com. All you have to do is go to theipoddeal.com, enter your email address, answer a few simple questions, check out some incredible offers, and the iPod Nano is yours free. So if you want your free iPod, you must go to www.theipoddeal.com now.
Don't procrastinate. Call the mortgage store right now at 303-423-7171 and start saving money today. It's fast, it's easy, and they're open evenings and weekends. The mortgage store, 303-423-7171.
7:39, 39 minutes after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. I do believe in fairness. I do believe in equality. And I do believe that people owe you an explanation. And if you've had trouble with your insurance company, if you've had trouble with a big corporation, if you're facing a medical malpractice lawsuit, you've got any of that stuff going on, you damn well better be armed. You damn well better be prepared. And I'll tell you something. These people are running around and they scream about tort reform. Oh, we need tort reform. You know what that is? That's protecting big companies against liability suits. Are there excess liability suits? Yes. Do people file foolish lawsuits? Sure they do. But there are a lot of people out there who have problems and they don't know where to turn, and you may be one of them. And that's why I'm telling you to go to Mike Turner and Scott Henderson, because they have years of personal injury experience. They are progressives like us. They fight corporations and insurance companies for you and me every single day. They're trial lawyers. They're proud of it. And they're progressive lawyers who believe in the same causes that we do. So you're in this situation. Make sure you're prepared. Don't go to a knife fight with a bedroom pillow. Check the offices of Mike Turner and Scott Henderson. That's the offices of Mike Turner and Scott Henderson at 303-300-1661 or on the web at MikeTurnerLaw.com.
For a tire you can trust for years and years, meet the new Uniroyal Tiger Paw AWP2 tire. It'll give you 70,000 miles guaranteed. Plus, from October 1st to 31st, it comes with a $30 Uniroyal Visa debit card when you purchase a set of four new AWP2 tires. Use the debit card when it comes time to service your vehicle or to perform upgrades. To find a dealer near you and for further details, visit Uniroyal.com. Offer available at participating dealers. Card program is issued by the Private Bank and Trust Company pursuant to a license from Visa USA Incorporated.
America's greatest band, Eagles, Long Road Out of Eden. 20 new studio recordings on a specially priced 2-CD set for $11.88. Eagles, Long Road Out of Eden. 20 songs, 2 CDs. Available only at Walmart on October 30th. Or pre-order yours today at Walmart.com. Save money. Live better. Walmart.
We don't know what's happening. They're not selling them online. They're not selling them here. They've made no announcement what distribution channel they're going to use. So what are we supposed to do? I mean, other than go back to work.
Hi today, 66. 7:42, 42 minutes after the hour here on AM 760, Progressive Talk, Jay Marvin. We're talking about the whole Rockies situation, and let me read some emails here at AM760.net. It's from Tom. I work in the computer field, and I don't think they have their computers configured correctly. If on a regular basis they sell only 10,000 tickets per game, then their servers cannot scale up to handle the increased demand unless some action was taken. They would have had to add servers, load balance, a large, more powerful database, and the appropriate software to handle the load. This isn't something that can be configured very quickly, and it costs a lot of money. Now I find it really unusual that the site received 8.5 million hits in 90 minutes or whatever it was. That sounds like a hack if it's true to me, but maybe there are tons of Rockies fans now. Well, you got to figure, yeah, it could be a hack, but you also got to figure, too, that there's people from all over the country and all over the world trying to get tickets. So from Roy, malicious attack my, you know what, my ass. They couldn't handle the load, period. What really gets me, though, Jay, is that they can't just say, you know, we screwed up. No, they have to come up with some lame excuse. This happens everywhere, and I'm really sick of it. What the hell ever happened to taking a responsibility? I am, too. I'm tired of people always having excuses, including myself. Oh, and PSJ, I'm listening and heard John say that he couldn't believe that they sold only 500 tickets. Believe it, I tried over and over again to get in, and like the guy you talked to, I either got an error page or a timeout page, and that was it. I heard a nighttime story from someone who actually got into the site yesterday but had the timer on it, and it was so slow that the session timed out before she could complete the transaction. I work in IT&T and don't claim to be an expert on server farms or web clusters or anything, but I just knew this would happen. It's just stupid the way they sell tickets. On top of that, the owners of the team are so damn stubborn they won't listen to anybody. I love the team but wish the Monforts would sell the team to someone else. Yeah, like John Turk and myself. We don't have the money, but we could have all the time running the team, couldn't we?
I could.
Yeah. Let's go to Greg in Westminster. Greg, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay. A couple things. First of all, you have to remember that a lot of this is about people wanting tickets, and I don't think that, necessarily that they want to go to the game. I think half the people that I know that wanted games, they had intentions of reselling the tickets for a profit. So a lot of people see profit, and John can tell you what I do, and I really do work down on the street there, and there's a lot of economics in that. So that, knowing that there's people that are really smart, saying that they're hacked might be a little bit of a misnomer. People write code, and what they did is they hit the site over and over and over and over and over trying to get in. That's how they hit 8.5 million. And another thing is, a little bit upsets me where people claim now, okay, that they've been supporting the Rockies. Well, I work down there game after game, and you see 3,000, 5,000, 4,000, 6,000 people there. Those are the people that supported. They got their tickets earlier, season ticket holders. So, you know, I think that the Rockies are getting a bad rap on this. They're just as upset as anybody else. They set up things on that server to try and prevent people from buying blocks of tickets, and then people tried to get around it, and that's what caused this problem. It's just a lot of people... people wanting to sell tickets, trying to get in the system and hitting it over and over, and code does that. So I think that that's a lot of the problem there.
But you knew this would happen. Everybody knew that there would be a problem. Everybody talked about it being a problem last week. Why couldn't they have just done it the old-fashioned way? Get there, get in line, first come, first serve. Ticket holders, season ticket holders, and special interest folks, they get taken care of, and then the 18,000 to 19,000 tickets that are left, line up.
I think there's a lot of economics in there, and it pays a lot better to bring people from all over to come to the game. There's a lot of people that are going to come from all over.
But you know what? You know what? In the end, that has nothing to do with economics, unless you're looking at the hotel and hospitality,
exactly.
The hospitality business. But for
the
folks,
restaurants, the hotels.
Yeah, but wait a minute though. But for folks, who live here.
But they didn't support the team anyway.
It doesn't make any difference. It doesn't make any difference whether they supported the team or now they're getting on it late. It doesn't make any difference. It doesn't make any difference. What difference does it make?
The people are going to get in line, and the people are going to go in, and they're going to get the tickets. I'd say a majority of them, and they're going to resell.
All right. How do you know that? How do you know that?
I know.
How do you know?
I know.
What proof do you have that the majority of the people who would line up would then turn around and sell the tickets?
You can't prove it, but come down with me.
Well, then don't make
the
statement. I don't want to come down any place with you. I'm sick and tired of people who call here and do this. No offense intended, but to say that the majority of the people
are
going to go sell the tickets.
Do you talk to people? Or are you on the streets? Do you work every day?
Yes, I've gone to the games. Yes, I have gone to the games.
Do you work every day on the street with these guys and these guys that you call them scalpers and the guys that resell tickets?
I see them down there.
Have you talked to them? Do you know what's going on? Do you talk to the people that are in line?
Yeah, I do talk to people who deal with it, and I'll tell you this. You know what? I'm not saying you don't know, but I'm saying that you cannot statistically in any way, shape, or form, Greg, prove the statement that you're making that the majority of people who would line up to get World Series tickets are out there trying to sell the tickets and don't care about them and don't care about the team. If you're going to make that statement, then you prove it to me. Show me statistics or get off the phone. That's right. There are no statistics, so don't make the comment unless you can back it up.
Come down and talk to them.
I don't have to come down and talk to anybody. I can't possibly talk to all of the people who would have interest in going there and lining up and trying to get tickets to get in and going there with their kids and everybody else. You know what? You act as if I've never lived in a town that's never had a championship team before. Let me tell you something, pal. I've lived in a lot of cities that have had championship teams going back to when I was a kid. I've lined up for tickets myself.
What about the Broncos, the Avalanche, or championship teams?
What about them? You cannot make the statement about them either. Can't make the statement about them either because you don't know who's there and why they're there because you don't have the time to go talk to everybody who would light up. This is a nonsensical argument, and it's a nonsensical statement on your part.
Okay, fine. Ask John what I do.
I don't care. I don't care if you sit on the board of the Rockies. You cannot make a statement, a broad brush statement about the amount of people who would come down there and line up for two reasons. One, because they want to see their team in the World Series, and two, because those events have a tendency to become a social event that they're all going to go down there and they're all going to line up and they're all going to buy 2 and 3 and 4 tickets, and then what they're going to do is they're going to turn around and they're going to stand down there on the same street and they're going to go, Rockies tickets for sale. I mean, I wouldn't make a comment about that or any other subject matter like that without ever having to be able to prove it. That's like saying the moon's made of Swiss cheese. Goodbye. For God's sakes, is it 10 o'clock yet? Is it 10 o'clock yet? Okay, don't any of you line up down there because you're all trying to scalp tickets, and I know what the deal is, and all of you that are on those computers, you're all trying to scalp tickets. I know it. I don't have to prove it. I just know it. Oh, excuse me, Jay. I mean, we drove in from Parker, and we wanted our kids to see the Rockies in the World Series. Oh, no, you're scalpers. That's exactly what you are. You're scalpers. I'm going to Rockies Autos to apply for a job. 7:50, 50 minutes after the hour. Traffic with Gina.
Thanks, Jay. Pretty much the standard commute across the metro area with the exception of southbound 225. That is stacked up between I-70 and Mississippi from a multi-car crash we had a bit ago. So watch out for extreme delays there. Southbound 25, of course, heavy into downtown. 58 to Spear. Same for your Thornton and North Glen Ride. Weather outlook today, it's going to be a nice day. Sunny and warm with a high of 68. Looks like clear skies tonight. And right now, a few clouds, 37. I'm Gina Michaels, AM760, Progressive Talk.
Drive into Sonic today for a steak, bacon, and egg burrito. Marinated steak, crispy bacon, smoky cheddar, grilled onion, and...
Don't you worry, little doggy. Don't you worry, little doggy.
Our golden retriever, Sundance, scratched incessantly. There was hair all over.
His hair was falling out in clumps.
Mounds and mounds of fur all over the place.
Don't you worry, little doggy.
Our hairballs have hairballs.
Don't you worry, little doggy. Dogs are big brown dogs. Bring your Dynavite to you.
I heard a radio advertisement for Dynavite.
He said D-I-N-O-V-I-T-E.
The omega-3 fatty acids, zinc, probiotics, flaxseed oil, digestive enzymes.
Won't believe how happy your dog will be.
The website is DINOVITE.com. Within 2 weeks, shedding slowed down to almost none. The scratching went away after a few days, and Sundance's coat was starting to get shiny and glossy the way it had when she was a puppy.
DINOVITE.com.
A free demo CD-ROM and see how fast you can learn a language. For your free CD-ROM, call 1-800-400-4010. Discover the secret to learning languages that U.S. diplomats, NASA, and the Peace Corps have known for years. And best of all, there's no tedious translation, no useless memorization, and no boring drills.
If my friends were impressed by that, just wait till we go to Chinatown next week.
Experience the fastest way to learn any of 28 languages, guaranteed. Request your free CD-ROM by calling 1-800-400-4010. That's 1-800-400-4010.
Just Brakes.
How much are new brake pads installed?
For $99.88, we'll install pads and shoes in all four wheels and even machine rotors.
All four wheels for $99.88? Why do you do it, Just Brakes?
Just Brakes.
Parts and services cost more. Offer good on most cars and light trucks.
7:53, 53 minutes after the hour here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. I got a script here, but I don't need it. I've talked to you for a long time about Icon LASIK Center. Talked to you a long time about intralace bladeless LASIK. Talked to you a long time for the fact that Icon can do each eye for as little as $4.99 per eye. Well, here's what happened. I overcame my fear, and I went to Icon LASIK on Friday. Friday at 5:30. And Icon LASIK did my eyes. And it was an absolutely amazing experience. No, it does not hurt. No, it is not as creepy as you think it would be. As a matter of fact, it's fascinating. And you meet lots of really cool people. And plus, on top of that, you don't have to wear glasses anymore. I keep reaching for my glasses, and then I have to remind myself that I don't wear them anymore. It's the most unique experience I have ever been through. And it's one of the coolest gifts I've ever given myself. I can't urge enough to look into this. If you wear glasses, there's no need to wear them. There's no need to wear them. And there's a lot of people out there that are going to try to solicit your business when it comes to LASIK. I'm telling you that Icon is the best place to go. Pick up the phone. Call them now. 720-524-1001. That's 720-524-1001. Doc Anderson and the folks at Icon, they got it down to a science. And you'll just feel so much better after it's done. 720-524-1001. Icon LASIK. Man, they rock.
Do you think you have what it takes to become a millionaire? Well, Donald Trump wants to show you how.
I think we've come up with something that is going to be spectacular.
Donald Trump is now offering to the public his Wealth Builder system, a proven system that reveals his secrets to generating incredible wealth. And because he believes so much in the power of this system, Donald Trump wants to send you his powerful tape at absolutely no charge to help you get started today. Call 1-800-400-6717. This system is only for people who want to succeed in life, who want to become real estate gurus, who want to become millionaires and have fun doing it.
You're going to learn how to be successful. You're going to learn how to make money, and once you enjoy it, you're going to be successful.
This is your chance. Do you have what it takes? Call now for Donald Trump's powerful tape. There's absolutely no charge. Call 1-800-400-6717. 1-800-400-6717. 1-800-400-6717.
America's greatest band, Eagles, Long Road Out of Eden. 20 new studio recordings on a specially priced 2-CD set for $11.88. Available only at Walmart October 30th or pre-order yours today at Walmart.com. Save money. Live better. Walmart.
The Eagles. 7:56, 56 minutes after the hour here on AM 760, Progressive Talk, mostly sunny, high today, 66, J. Marvin. I'm going to talk myself right into a hernia today. I'm just in that mood today, man. I'm in the mood to get it on. Let's get it on. We can be friends tomorrow, but let's get it on now. We're talking about the Rocky situation. Here's Rye Guy and Frazier. Rye Guy, you're on.
Hey, good morning, Jay.
Hey, man.
Hey, let's get it on.
Yeah.
No, I think you should do what you said you were going to do about an hour ago. It sounds like something familiar in the news. It sounds like Bush asking for $93 million, the spokesperson for the Rockies. We're going to need $93 million to get the job done. We'll let you know why in a little while when it's comfortable.
Yeah, exactly.
So, you know, and he was real vague last night, you know, and I just, you know, there was really no information given to the fans. And granted, it's tickets, you're going to get them or you're not going to get them, you know. But there's a lot of us that are ticked off and just want a couple answers, you know. That's the way I see it.
Yeah, that's all we want is a couple of answers. I mean, the last guy, God bless him, he probably knows more about it than I do, but, I mean, it's like, what's wrong with just asking for some answers?
Yeah, and it's like, it feels like the Rockies are the government, the Bush administration, and we're just sitting back and we're going to go, because they got us by the balls, you know? We'll wait for them to give us an answer. They obviously know what they're doing. Don't ask questions. They'll get it done. Well, we've been waiting how many years for those answers, and we still haven't got them. So.
That's exactly right. But you know what? We're just peasants, and we should just do as we're told and shut up and put up. And you're absolutely right about that, man. Appreciate the call.
Hey, one more thing, you know, and I
got to run. I got to go. I'm out of time. Right. Gone. All right. Coming up next. Do we dare open up this radio show to talk about Iraq? Would we, one, get any response? And two.
Hi, Leo Laporte here, the tech guy. Are you traveling to meet with clients and colleagues? Oh, that's a pain. Isn't that expensive, time-consuming? You fight rush hour, traffic, airport security, delayed flights. I hate it. But I have found a better way. It's a great solution. It's called GoToMeeting.com. With GoToMeeting.com, you hold meetings from your office or your conference room or your home with people anywhere in the world, all over the Internet, so you can do more and travel less. That means you save money and you make more money. Launch meetings on the fly or schedule them in advance via Outlook. During your conference call, everyone just logs in to GoToMeeting with that meeting ID. They see your computer desktop on their computer screen, your PowerPoint, your presentation. You collaborate. You do training. And with GoToMeeting, you hold as many meetings as you want for one low flat rate. Try GoToMeeting free right now for 30 full days. That's a month of unlimited online meetings absolutely free. Click the web banner on your radio player now or visit GoToMeeting.com. Click the Try It Free button and use the promo code WebRadio. GoToMeeting.com, promo code WebRadio, or click the web banner now. GoToMeeting.com. You're going to love it.
They'll do the same for you. I know you have LASIK choices, but we're talking about your eyes here. Do what I did and go first class. Your eyes deserve it, so give them the best. SpeedAct 2020 LASIK.
To learn more about LASIK or schedule a complimentary evaluation with me, please call us at 303-C2020 or visit us online at SpeedAct.com. I look forward to seeing you.
AM 760 Progressive Talk. Online at am760.net. KKZN Thornton, Denver, Boulder.
CBS News, I'm Frank Sedapanic. Upwards of 500,000 Southern Californians have taken that advice, packing up and leaving homes threatened by 14 raging wildfires driven by hot Santa Ana winds swooping down from the California deserts.
Hear the winds howling and shaking the building. It's just insane.
More than 700 homes have burned to the ground. A spokesman says Red Cross shelters are jammed.
The gymnasium floor is filled from side to side with cots and air mattresses.
CBS's Hattie Kaufman tells us thousands of anxious homeowners spent the night at Qualcomm Stadium waiting for any information.
Today they're going to post the addresses of the houses that were burned. So a lot of those people that are at Qualcomm who just don't know will get answers. Some of them will be happy and some of them will be devastated.
CBS's Steve Futterman has been surveying the damage in Rancho Bernardo.
Up and down this street, all you see are what were once homes. You can see a chimney. You might be able to see a washer and dryer. You can see a car that's been gutted by the fire.
Fire crews hope the winds will let up by tonight. Defense Secretary Gates is offering Russia an olive branch. Speaking in Prague, Gates offered to throttle back on putting a missile defense system on Russia's doorstep to defend against a threat from Iran.
We would consider tying together the activation of the sites in Poland and the Czech Republic with definitive proof of the threat.
Here at home, a woman driving drunk with two young children in her car. Police in Vancouver, Washington say they found out about it when the older one, an 8-year-old, called 911 on a cell phone.
Your mom can't hear you calling?
She knows I'm on the phone. She's grabbing me, telling me to give her the... I don't know what to do right now.
The woman managed to stop the car without incident. Police used her son's calls to track down the car and make the arrest. Most women with breast cancer have a lumpectomy, a procedure to remove the tumor and spare the rest of the breast. But new research by Dr. Todd Tuttle shows that more women diagnosed with cancer in one breast are having both removed as a precaution.
In a short period of time, within 6 years, the rate of double mastectomy increased by over 150%.
A new report cites evidence that smoking can cause structural damage in a teenager's brain. Former Health Secretary Joseph Califano says that can lead to a host of substance abuse problems.
Those who begin smoking at young ages, at age 12 or younger, are more than 3 times likely to binge drink. They're 15 times likely to smoke pot and 7 times likely to use drugs like cocaine and heroin.
The country's biggest mortgage company is offering customers with adjustable rate loans a break that could help them avoid foreclosure. Countrywide says they'll be able to refinance or modify their loans. In early trading, the Dow Industrials are ahead 64 points, NASDAQ's up 17. This is CBS News.
When you were a kid, wishing upon a star was a cute idea. But unless I'm completely in the dark here, you're not a kid anymore. Though you still got dreams, don't you? You got a plan to get them up and running, or are you just keeping your fingers crossed? Maybe it's time for a wake-up call.
Dream Plan Track from Ameriprise Financial. Financial planning redefined. Visit us at Ameriprise.com/dream.
Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., number FINRA and SIPC.
You know, I'm not sure why, but friends always ask me for advice. So here's a tip. Head to Econo Lodge and Roadway Inn Hotels. You'll earn a $50 room credit after just 4 nights with the Easy Choice Rewards Program. Yep, $50 for catching some shut-eye. It's like the opposite of you snooze, you lose, right? Hey, I'm not half bad with this advice stuff. Call 800-4-CHOICE or visit choicehotels.com. We'll see you there.
Earn 2 stamps per night for qualifying stays between 9-1 and 11:30-07. Maximum 10 stamps per stay. For details, visit choicehotels.com.
Good morning. I'm John M. with your AM 760 local news update. Well, it's take two and a lot of PO'd Rockies fans.
We don't know what's happening. They're not selling them online. They're not selling them here. So what are we supposed to do? I mean, other than go back to work.
Tickets for the World Series in Denver going on sale again online at noon today, one day after the Rockies claimed their computer system was the target of an external malicious attack.
Our partners at MLB.com and Packy Olin, who's worked with us throughout the day on this through many calls, have fully assessed the situation and assured us that this online sale will go as originally planned.
Spokesman Jay Alves claims the team now has backup plans should the site be hacked into again, and if you believe all this, I got a bridge I'd love to sell you. Speaking of lies, federal prosecutors have now released documents putting the kibosh on claims by former Quest CEO Joe Nocio that the telecom lost business because he refused a government request to engage in illegal wiretapping. Now, the issue is a key part of Nocio's appeal of his conviction on 19 counts of insider trading, which he claims is the result of a federal vendetta. The feds releasing papers showing that Quest Communications was a major part of a consortium awarded a key government contract. Joe is currently free on bond, but staring down the gun barrel at 6 years in the Stony Lonesome. And Trail Ridge Road across the high tundra of Rocky Mountain National Park is now closed for the season. It's the highest continuous paved road in the country, and winter wind and snow make it impossible to keep open around this time each year. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News update. I'm John M. Now here's Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, John. With a slow go just about wherever you are this morning, we're seeing those delays now on the westbound side of the Boulder Turnpike. Sheridan to Church Ranch. North on I-25, you'll hit the snag from Lincoln towards C-470 as you approach the tech center. And we still have southbound I-25 very stacked up through Thornton and North Glen there from 120th toward 84th. Security wait time at DIA, 5 minutes. Weather outlook today will be sunny and warm. We'll see a high of 68, low of 38. Right now, partly cloudy and 37. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Arapahoe Basin is now open. Get your season pass for just $259. Arapahoe Basin's new expansion, Montezuma Bowl, will open later this season. For more information, call 1-888-ARAPAHOE or check out arapahoebasin.com. Arapahoe Basin is now open, so get your season pass today.
I'm John Hope Bryant, founder of Operation Hope.
I'm Andrew Young, spokesman for Operation Hope. You know, the challenge of our time is to make free enterprise and democracy work for ordinary people, people that don't have a guaranteed inheritance and that don't have a guaranteed job anymore.
Because it's not about making more money. It's about making better decisions with the money you make.
If you need a little hope, call 877-592-HOPE, 877-592-4673.
This is the Jay Marvin Show. K
Jay Marvin on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Going to be 66, mostly sunny otherwise. Looks like it's going to be another nice day along the Front Range. AM 760 Progressive Talk, Jay Marvin. Controversial conversation for mature consenting adults. I'm kind of in a frustrated mood here this morning. I have been since the beginning of the show. I've been crabby. I want to try to tie two things together here. And I don't think it takes any right, left, in the middle. I don't think it takes any kind of political perspective to be able to identify this and to be able to talk about this and be able to deal with this. Now, last hour, spirited discussion about the Rockies and about the ticket screw-up. And it gets under the whole headline, the whole subject matter of accountability, truth, and what do people owe other people in a community? Here's an email that Richard sent. Now, hold your fire on this. Don't call yet. Because I want to link all this together. This is from Richard, and he emailed me at am760.net. It says, "Hi, Jay and Turk." He actually emailed both of us. There was a 0.1% sales tax to build Coors Stadium for seven counties surrounding Denver. The Rockies owe the season ticket owners and the local fans who paid for their stadium first shot at series tickets. It isn't fair to sell online tickets so ticket brokers with bots from other areas of the country can scoop them up. Those fans who paid the tax get shafted because they can only get tickets at overpriced online venues like eBay." And that's Rick from Firestone. All right, keep that in mind. Now, we had several callers call. One of them said, "Well, listen, whatever happens, happens. It's a private business and it doesn't make any difference." And that's the prevailing thought that another talk show host here in town was taking yesterday. Well, you didn't get a ticket. That's just too bad. That's the way it goes. So, in other words, sit down, shut up, and that's the way it goes. Oh, by the way, you had a mill levy of 0.1% sales tax to build Coors Stadium. Well, we don't hear from the Freedom Institute or any of these other people about taxes and about this. They're all quiet about it. But the thing is that, once again, the basic message is pay the money, and if you don't get anything in return for it, or you get shafted or something like that goes on, then you know what? Then you just got to eat it. That's just kind of the way it is. Now, let's jump to the national scene. This is largely going to go under the radar today because there are so many other things going on. Locally here, there's the ticket situation, and there's also, on the national scene, the California wildfires, which are going on, and which 10,000 people are now stranded in Qualcomm Stadium. By the way, I wonder if California could use the National Guard units, which are now deployed elsewhere. All right, this is in the media this morning, but it's not going to be a front page issue for the most part. President Bush asked Congress on Monday to approve $196 billion to pay for the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan and other national security programs, setting the stage for a new confrontation with Democrats over the administration's handling of Iraq. Mr. Bush's request increased the amount of proposed spending by $46 billion over the $150 billion already requested this year. Much of the added spending would pay for new armored vehicles designed to withstand attacks by mines, roadside bombs, and a rise in operational costs because of the increase in the force in Iraq, now at more than 160,000 troops. The spending request declared an emergency under spending rules, even though the need for money was never in question, comes in the middle of the White House's fight with Congress over a series of spending bills for the fiscal year
that began October the 1st. None of these bills have been completed so far. There's also another story out here. So I'm linking all these together here. There's another story out here. The State Department so badly mismanaged a $1.2 billion contract for the Iraqi police training that it can't tell what it got for its money. In other words, they have no idea where the money went. Because of the disarray in invoices and records on the project, and because the government is trying to recoup money paid inappropriately to the contractor, DynCorp International, LLC, auditors have temporarily suspended their efforts to review the contract's implementation. Unbelievable. Okay, here's $1.2 billion of your money missing. But once again, shut up and go along. The State Department doesn't know what it specifically received for most of the $1.2 billion in expenditures. Hey, shut up and go along. George W. Bush wants $46 billion more. Shut up and go along. You paid 0.1% sales tax to build Core Stadium for seven counties surrounding Denver. Didn't get a ticket? Hey, it's business. You lose. Shut up and go on. Now, here's George W. Bush from yesterday. Listen to this quote about the Iraqi money.
You know, I often hear that war critics oppose my decisions, but still support the troops. Well, I'll take them at their word. And this is a chance for them to show it, that they support the troops.
Like, in other words, disagree with me, but shut up and go on. And if you object to the $46 billion spending request, then you obviously do not support the troops. Here's some more of the Commander-in-Chief.
I know some in Congress are against the war and are seeking ways to demonstrate that opposition. I recognize their position, and they should make their views heard.
Yeah, but that's okay. They can make their views heard, but I'm not going to listen to them. There's a last component to this.
These are urgent military necessities.
Yeah, okay. Necessities that we should have given them all along. But there's a last component to this. Here's the last component to this. Over the weekend, I saw three guys standing at the corner of University and, what is that, John? What is that corner right there by Cherry Creek? Yeah, University and First. They had a sign about getting out of Iraq, and it said, "Tell Salazar." I turned to Mary, I said, what is it about these folks that they don't get it? What is it about them that they don't hold a sign that says, "Tell Allard"? Because as I've said on this program, I don't know how many times, it's the Republican Party that is holding us in Iraq. And this whole attitude that somehow the Republicans are not responsible, that it is not Wayne Allard, that it is not Lamborn in the Springs, that it is not Marilyn Manson Musgrave, that it is not Tommy Tancredo and his senseless quest for the presidency and mug time on TV, that they're not responsible, they are responsible. And here's the thing, nobody in this day and age bears up responsibility for anything. Everything seems to be upside down. Everything seems to be wrong. There doesn't seem to be any clarity here about anything. If this were a Democratic president and a Democratic Congress that had gotten us into this mess, where there had been this money missing, and these constant requests for funds for any program, I don't care what it is, my brethren across the hall would be beside themselves. But they're not. And let me tell you what the GOP is going to concentrate on this year. You know what they're going to concentrate on this year? And you know what they're going to concentrate on going into the election? They're going to concentrate on immigration. That's where they're going to go. Because that beats talking about this mess we're stuck in and this money that we're throwing out a hole that we're just dumping. And we're getting men and women killed, our kids killed, for no good reason at all. No good reason at all. And you and I have covered this ground a million times. But it doesn't make any difference whether you're right, left, or in the middle. The fact is, nobody owns up to anything. Nobody's held responsible for anything. And the world just keeps grinding on. Now, let me break this down a little bit. If you had money to invest, and you had an investment portfolio, and the investment portfolio did as bad a job as the Rockies did yesterday selling tickets on the internet, if the investment manager did as bad, or the investment company did as bad, as this government has done in Iraq, not only monetarily, but also strategically. I don't care whether you're a Republican, I don't care whether you're an independent, and I don't care whether you're a Democrat. Would you accept that, or would you look for other representation? Would you say, you're fired, I got to go to somebody else? Would you raise hell, or would you sit down and just go along to get along, saying, well, wait a minute, that's a private business. This guy's the president of the United States. This is my own party, the GOP. This is my own party, the Democrats. Would you just go along with that? Would you? I don't think you would. I certainly wouldn't. Well, then why do we do it otherwise? Why do we do it otherwise? Why do we just let this stuff happen and there are no repercussions of any kind about anything anymore? Scooter Libby never goes to jail. People get the Congressional Medal of Honor. Or actually, it's the Congressional Medal of Freedom, I believe. People get back on the radio after making racist comments. Some people get away with making racist and distorting comments, and nobody's held accountable. Nobody's held accountable for anything. Nothing's asked for. Nothing is demanded. Nothing is demanded of our neighbors. Nothing is demanded of ourselves. How many of you find this to be a palatable, good situation? How many of you like this? Give me one gigantic reason why any of us should just walk away from either the Democratic Party or the Republican Party. And we've got partisan bickering going on, and we've got fighting, and I've been in it. I've been in it. I'm part and parcel of it. Because nobody's going to push me around. I don't know about you. Nobody's going to push me around. And I am so tired of the idiots on the left, and I am tired of the idiots on the right. There's just no sanity here. All right, take this wherever you want to take it, at 303-713-7600, or sit there and say nothing about it. 303-713-7600, or just don't respond. But I don't know any other way to express my frustration to you.
CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best used car prices anywhere. How would you like to upgrade your vehicle and save a lot of money, too? You would? Well, here's what you do. Tap, tap, tap over to CheaperUsedAutos.com. You'll find over 800 cars, trucks, and SUVs. Up close and personal. These vehicles are priced to sell quickly, and they're all located right here in Denver. Don't waste your time running all over town. Find just what you're looking for today at CheaperUsedAutos.com. CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best used car prices anywhere.
Sunny and warm day with a high of 68. Currently, few clouds, 42 degrees. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
One place, one day, hundreds of study options. It's open house at the University of Colorado at Denver and Health Sciences Center. Meet faculty, tour campus. It's all convenient for you at the Event Center at Spear and Auraria. Learn more Sunday from 11:30 a.m. to 2:30 p.m. CUDenver.edu.
Allied Insurance reminds everyone that during her lifetime, 3 out of every 10 women in the United States is at risk of developing breast cancer. Early detection and treatment greatly improves the chance for survival. For information about the options available to you or a loved one, consult your health professional. This is from Allied Insurance, a nationwide company on your side. See your local independent agency about Allied's auto, home, and commercial insurance services. That's Allied Insurance, supporting the fight against breast cancer.
822, 22 minutes after 8 here on AM 760. Progressive Talk falls here. Winter's coming. Rain gutters have sagged or pulled off homes completely because of last winter's storms, but not the leaf guard gutter system. The leaf guard gutter system will protect your home for years to come. It's a protective system with a lifetime, no-clog workmanship warranty, and it will protect your home from the elements. Think about never having to clean your rain gutters again. Learn more about the difference between Leaf Guard and other inferior rain gutter products. Tell them that J. Marvin, that I sent you, and you'll be eligible for a discount of $450 or 15% off. Compare the quality and the cost and see for yourself what Leaf Guard can do for your home. Call 303-289-1409. That's 303-289-1409. Fall into savings, not on the ground, with Leaf Guard, and tell them J. Marvin sent you.
Let me tell you the short and sweet of sending a kid to college. Food from the Hood is an entrepreneurship program dedicated to sending kids to college. And all you have to do is go to a participating grocery store and buy Food from the Hood salad dressings. Then just think about all the kids you are helping by topping your salad with their famous all-natural, low-fat salad dressings from Food from the Hood. To learn more, visit www.foodfromthehood.com or call 323-759-7000. Also available at www.amazon.com.
It's the Halloween sale at Toys R Us, and there is nothing scary about these deals. Come in now and get up to 50% off all Halloween costumes and accessories. Get a free Matchbox Haunted House playset with any Hot Wheels or Matchbox purchase of $25 or more. And all fun size or snack size bag candy is on sale. 3 bags for $4.79. Toys R Us, time for childhood. Deals valid through October 27th. Styles and selections vary by store. Limited quantities available. No rain checks. Continental U.S. only.
I will be retirement age in 2008.
The White House is getting an extreme makeover next year, and AM 760 Progressive Talk is your place to get involved. Hi, this is J. Marvin. Nobody wins until 2008, but you can win $760 just for listening to my show weekday mornings at 7:20. Listen for your name. Call us within 7 minutes and 60 seconds, and you win. Register now at WhiteHouseMakeover.com. Get involved. Speak out on the things that are important to you, and you could be a winner. From AM 760, Progressive Talk. Sitting here looking at the calendar, and Neil Young's new CD is due out any day now.
It's out.
Oh, it's out already? Someone said in the ads that I saw in Rolling Stone.
I believe it's out. I think it's been out since like the 16th or
I thought it said October 24th.
You know what it maybe is if you bought tickets online, you can buy. I have access to the new CD, but I just got to go online and download it.
No, it's available. It's available like in, you know, like in the store, like a Twist and Shout or Barnes and Noble.
Well, maybe
or,
yeah, maybe the official release is
yeah, the
today.
Official release.
Isn't it Tuesday? New CDs come out.
No, maybe I'm wrong, but the date I saw was the 24th. 8:26, 26 minutes after 8 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Hi today, 66 J. Martin along, talking about this whole lack of accountability. George Bush wants to go back to the well now and get more money for Iraq. Just this idea that nobody has to fess up or pay for anything, and that we're always told to just go along and shut up. And I don't know. Maybe I didn't phrase this in a proper question. I've just run out of ways to be able to explore or deal with these topics, because this guy keeps asking for more money, and I'll bet you a dollar to a donut he's going to get it. And it's like there's just no accountability. There's no accountability at all on this. And his statement about, well, you. if you support the troops, I want you to prove it. No, you prove it. And whether it's Rockies tickets or anything else, it's like, well, we just go along to get along. And I wonder if anybody else out there has that feeling. Like there's just no accountability. And there's too much extreme. There's too much extremism. And there's not enough of taking the subjects on and trying to concretely fix them instead of trying to get mileage out of them. And the night after night we hear this, but there's a great case to be made that nobody's listening. If you take all of these subjects that have gone on, both Iraq, S-CHIP, any of this stuff, Rockies tickets, I mean, nobody's, but who listens? Who listens? Nobody listens. So, what ends up happening is it just continues to grind on. And we're looking for strong leadership to step forward and to try to help us to pull us out of this, but there doesn't seem to be any strong leadership available. Unless you back one of the current presidential candidates, and I got into a fight with a woman yesterday. I felt bad about it. Her name is Sharon. I felt bad about it, but she was like really hacking, you know, Obama and Edwards and everybody up. And this whole propensity to attack Democrats when it's the Republicans that are holding us in this situation. And who's going to make the GOP own up? Like, if you're a member of the GOP, how do you continue every single day to put up with all of this stuff? How do you continue to keep making that argument? And how do you continue to keep making the argument that nobody owes anybody anything, that nothing makes any difference, and that everything's okay? That, well, the Rockies are a business, and so the tickets went awry, so that's just too bad. Or, he's a commander-in-chief, and we have to stand behind him. Yeah, but what point do you raise your hand and go, wait a minute, you're wrong. You're wrong. At what point do those of you who are members of the GOP, I'm talking directly to those folks who identify themselves as being members of the GOP. And I'm not saying that everybody in the Democratic Party has the high ground. I'm saying, at what point do you contact Wayne Allard? At what point do you contact Doug Lamborn? At what point do you contact Marilyn Musgrave? At what point do you contact Tom Tancredo and say, look, you want the leader of your party, the President of the United States, wants $46 billion over the $150 billion already requested, and there's a report out there that the State Department mismanaged $1.2 billion for the Iraqi police, and God knows what other money has been just thrown out of the damn window. Or with the Rockies, with Richard sending in this email, that there was a 0.1% sales tax to build Coors Stadium for seven counties surrounding Denver. So what, the Rockies don't owe us anything? They don't owe any of the citizens here anything? Well, we got hacked. You don't get your tickets. Let's go to Dave in Lakewood. Dave, you're on AM 760.
Hello?
Yeah, you're on.
Hi, I'm Dave. I'm from Lakewood. I'm concerned about ticket scalping. I think Major League Sports are complicit in the ticket scalping. We know that the demand far exceeds the supply, and they set a price for $65 for rock pile tickets for the World Series. Well, that's fine. They should get more money than regular season prices. But they know that scalpers are going to buy those tickets and sell them for hundreds and even thousands of dollars because the supply or the demand far exceeds the supply. and other businesses where the demand far exceeds the supply, that just means capitalism needs to be regulated in those cases. And I think we ought to have a national law, because Major League Sports are interstate commerce, that makes it against the law to sell tickets for more than the face value. Or we could compromise and say it's against the law to sell tickets for more than 10% or 20% above face value, if we still want to let the travel agencies and even the scalpers make some profit.
I think that's an excellent idea. And I think the idea that unregulated markets will solve everything, and that nobody owes anybody, and that's the way business goes, and tough luck, and you've heard all these arguments on and on and on again. To me, those aren't moral. Those are just not moral. Those are not moral arguments. How anybody can make those arguments is absolutely beyond me. I don't know how anybody can make that kind of a moral argument.
Well, I agree, and I think that the teams and Major League Sports, again, are complicit in ticket scalping, because they know that they can't prevent the brokers from getting into the website with their banks of computers. They know they're going to be bought and resold. So if they can't prevent that, then they should push for this law.
I agree 100%. So maybe one of our Congress people will introduce this. Maybe somebody will introduce it. But you know something? If you take on big business in this country, chances are you're going to get buried.
Yeah, I know. Well, thanks for letting me talk.
You got it, Dave. Thanks for calling.
Bye.
Yeah, I like his idea. I told a friend of mine this. This is really true. 30-plus years ago, when I started out in radio, and I worked on the border between the United States and Mexico, we used to laugh at the Mexican government. Because whether it was the local government of Ciudad Acuña, or it was the state government, or it was the federal government, they were so corrupt it was a joke. Now, look at the United States of America. And you can write it off to me being in a cynical mood, but look at the United States of America. Would you classify the government here as being A, honest, B, less than honest, C, corrupt? And if you don't respect government, how can you operate government? And imagine, if I told you, and I'm talking to you if you're a Republican too, if I told you 9 years ago, 7 years ago, that we would have leadership in this country that would not listen to anything the American public has to say, would you have believed it? Would you have believed it? How about the mayor of Denver? Hey, Hick, you going to step up for the Rockies fans yesterday? No, I guess not. All right, one line open at 303-713-7600. I'll take your calls coming up 8:35, 35 minutes after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Here's Gina with a look at traffic.
All right, dealing with this crash on eastbound lanes of 6th right near Federal. So that is really creating some delays for you now back to Sheridan if you're trying to get out of Lakewood. Westbound lanes of the Boulder Turnpike, same thing, lined up there from Sheridan toward Church Ranch. Heavy congestion. And we also have a hit-and-run crash off the highway, University at I-25. Weather outlook today should be mostly sunny and warm. We'll get a high of 68. Right now, a few clouds, 42. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Shea Homes is known for quality construction and customer service, and from now until the end of October, it's your chance to save big on your next home during the Red Hot Sale. Visit SheaHomes.com/click-and-save to find the deal that's right for you.
Tom Hartman.
I'll be showing you how to talk back to right-wing conservatives by doing it every day right here on the Tom Hartman Program. No suck-up interviews and always the truth. Fair
and slightly unbalanced.
The Tom Hartman Program. 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. on AM 760 Progressive Talk. The following is a paid announcement from Americans for Energy Independence. America needs your help. It needs to wake up to the dangers of our dependence on foreign oil. So become the New Age Paul Revere and create a great 30 or 60 second video commercial for Americans for Energy Independence and support their message. The video must be topical and geared toward driving web traffic to www.ei2025.org. Ideas for you to consider include, but are not limited to, alerting people to the dangers of the U.S. being dependent on foreign oil, or what will life be like after peak oil if we do nothing. Go to www.ei2025.org and submit your video today. Submit your 30 or 60 second video commercial and help the country achieve energy independence by 2025. That website again is www.ei2025.org. Paid for by Americans for Energy Independence.
8:37, 37 minutes after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Hey, the feds have cut the rate again. Attention homeowners, the mortgage store is right here with another great rate for you to take advantage of. 5.75% on the 30-year fixed rate. You heard me right. The mortgage store is offering it for a limited time only. 5.75% on a 30-year fixed rate with 6.0 APR. Call the mortgage store right now at 303-423-7171. If you act quickly, you call now. You could defer your next two house payments. If you have an adjustable rate mortgage coming due, your house payment is going up maybe by hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of dollars a month or so. And you can take advantage of this 5.75% 30-year fixed rate mortgage offered only by the mortgage store. 303-423-7171. The mortgage store offers the best rates with no unnecessary fees. There's no application fee, no out-of-pocket closing costs. They're open evenings till 8 and Saturday, too. It's fast, it's easy, and it may be tax-deductible. And at only 5.75% on a 30-year fixed mortgage, we guarantee to save you money. Call the experts at the mortgage store, 303-423-7171. That's 303-423-7171. The mortgage store, they are the guaranteed pros.
Whisk your loved ones away to an enchanted land where a nutcracker transforms into a prince, a young girl becomes a princess, and snowflakes dance. The 15th anniversary tour of Moscow Ballet's Great Russian Nutcracker, playing the Paramount Theater December 15th. Information and tickets at denvernutcracker.com.
America's greatest band, Eagles' Long Road Out of Eden. 20 new studio recordings on a specially priced 2-CD set for $11.88. Available only at Walmart October 30th. Save money. Live better. Walmart.
Hey, 39 minutes after the hour, AM 760 Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin along with you. Hi today, 66 to the phones about Iraq, about the Rockies, about accountability, about caring, and about numerous other topics. And man, I would love to talk to somebody from the GOP. How in the world can you just go along with what's going on? How can you just embrace it? How? How is that possible? Stuart in Denver. Stuart, you're on AM 760. Stuart, once.
Oh, hey, hi. Hey, Jay. Yeah, we need to be accountable. We are the government, so that's why we go after Ken Salazar. I mean,
yeah,
I
why don't you go after Wayne Allard?
Oh, I do. I call him, too, and tell him that we're listening and we're watching, and that we know what he does. You know, I mean, that's what we all have to do. We have to tell him. That's how they got elected. But I helped Ken Salazar get elected, and I made promises to my friends to vote for him, that he made promises to us, and now he votes like a Republican. He votes with the people that paid him to get into office, not the people that actually helped him get into office, not the people that vote for him. So that's
what is this suicidal mission with these clucks standing on the street corner with a sign about Iraq, which we're all concerned about, that says, go tell Ken Salazar? Why don't they have go tell Wayne Allard? It's the Republican Party in the Senate that is keeping us in Iraq.
But look at the voting record. Yeah,
I do look at the voting record.
I expect the Republicans to vote against
us. Then that's why those three guys should have had tell Wayne Allard on that sign.
They should have had all of them, and they should have had the phone number, because that's the only way you're going to get people to get off their, you know, half moon, like you say, and get involved. But I'm a member of the Democratic Party, and I'm responsible for getting Salazar in his place. So I feel responsible to tell him in particular that he's not doing what I set up to Washington to do.
But if you look at the makeup of the Senate, it is the Republicans who are holding us there, who are holding everything up, and it is the Republicans that are doing it Why aren't these guys putting pressure on the Republicans? I will never for the life understand why it is that folks let them get away like these clucks who go to Perlmutter and Udall's office and sit there and carry on. And why aren't they going to Tancredo's office? Why aren't they going to Lamborn's office? Why aren't they going to Marilyn Musgrave's office?
Well, at least tell them that we're listening, that we know what they're doing.
Why don't they go there? Why don't they go there and give those folks grief? Because they are the ones, and it's their party that is holding us hostage in the situation we're in, because anytime anybody gets any kind of a workable plan to get out of this stupid quagmire.
Yeah, but Jay, do you watch C-SPAN? Do you know what?
Yes, I watch C-SPAN. Yes, I watch C-SPAN. Yes, I do know what's going on. Yes, I do go look at the votes.
They could change the rules for the filibuster and put the rules back the way they would. They could have to stand up, and they could have to give us footage for the next election. They could change those rules, but they're not doing that either. So,
but even if they aren't doing it, it still doesn't make any sense that the GOP continues to be let off the hook by extremist Democrats who can't get their act together, who sit there and go to congressional offices, make idiots out of themselves, while Tancredo, Musgrave, and Lamborn laugh all the way to the ballot box.
Yeah, but that's who we expect.
It isn't a matter of expecting. They're the ones. The Republican Party is blocking us from making any progress on any number of issues, and they keep tying us up. Wayne Allard is part of that.
Secret.
The Senate is part of that.
Why don't we
put pressure on that block? Can you answer that question?
We do have a majority to change the rule.
Can you answer me the question about why we do not put pressure on the GOP?
I do. I call
I'm not talking about just you. I'm talking about other people who stand around on street corners holding signs.
Why do people pay five times the amount for tickets? Why do people stand in line for general admission tickets in any place? You know, it's the same thing. If they're not taking responsibility, they complain about the scalpers, but then they take their charge card out and they buy those tickets. They're enabling them.
So your idea is to answer a question with a question.
Well, they're just as frustrated as
you
and they don't know. You got to tell
work.
Them, Jay. You got to tell
work.
Them, Jay.
Answer a question with a question. That'll work.
I call them. I tell them that I'm listening. I watch their votes, you know. I watch what their little speeches are that they just get into the record.
You know what we deserve? I'll tell you what we deserve. We deserve a GOP dominated congressional caucus from Colorado. That's what we deserve.
Well, Jay, I've
because
been
we're not
everybody.
Smart. We're not smart enough to hold the people responsible for who's really causing the problems. Instead, we want to have intramural squabbles amongst our own.
Well,
that'll work.
It starts at home.
Yeah, that'll work. I agree. Burn down the house. Screw the furniture.
Well,
never mind the guy that set the house. Throw logs on the fire. Never mind the guy who set the house on fire. Go ahead.
Well, anytime I talk to a Republican, I tell them what their congressmen have voted for, what their congressmen have
They're
voted
your
for.
Congressmen, too.
That's right. That's why I call them up and remind them that I'm watching.
But we're going around in a vicious circle here, and you're still not explaining to me why did these clucks have that information
in them? Jay, why does your radio station broadcast news that contradicts what's really going on? You know, I mean, you know, there's responsibility there too. So yeah, we burn our own. But
where does our radio station broadcast news that contradicts what's going on?
The CBS News.
Okay, we just ran the CBS News 45 minutes ago. Give me two examples.
I wasn't listening during that.
Nah, naturally. Thank you. Nobody ever is. Here's Mark in Loveland. Mark, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hi.
Hi.
Yeah, I just wanted to, maybe get the Democrats really need to make the people aware of what the Republican record really has been since they took over back in 94 or whatever it was.
94.
Yeah, when they came up with the Contract on America, that was exactly what it was. Ever since then, they have been chipping away at the country. And what their real agenda is to destroy the country and make a profit. And if you go back and look at everything they've done, it's as plain as the nose on your face.
Yeah, they're in it for themselves. There's no question about that. And they don't have any sense of community or trust. And you're absolutely, you're 100% correct on this. They don't have any degree of any kind of trust whatsoever. What I don't understand is how anybody in the rank and file of the GOP, not the folks at the top, how they can time and time again, unless it's based on religious outlook, and even then they're getting fooled there, how they can time and time again go along and not face down the obvious contradictions that are out there.
I think they just don't want to think about it. They just, somebody tells them what to think, and they say, okay, yeah, that's the guy I voted for, so that's what I'm going to do. You know,
you think
I've got a brother like that.
Yeah, you think that's it?
Absolutely mindless.
You think that's it? You think they just don't want to look at it?
I just think they don't care. I mean, especially the ones that are, you know, are relatively prosperous right now. You know, the ones that have good jobs. And, you know, I mean, my brother, for instance, he works for a war profiteering company. They're making money hand over fist. I mean, travels all over the place, makes a ton of money. You know, he's all for it.
Yeah. Well, that goes back to that same thing about it's not what's good for the country. It's what lines my own pocket.
Yeah. And one thing about, you know, Musgrave is in my representative here, and there's no point in calling her with any kind of I mean, she won't listen to you. I mean, it's just a waste of a phone call. Same thing with Allard. I mean, he's a lame duck. You know, those guys have never listened to anybody but their handlers. So, you know, getting in touch with them, you're just wasting your time.
I don't know. I don't think that's true because I think Marilyn Musgrave has to run for re-election. So I think she's got to be concerned.
She doesn't care.
She's got a pretty good challenger. And why the hell not? Why the hell not beat on her all the time by calling her up and sending her email? You won't get anywhere. You won't get anywhere by lying down and just letting her get away with it.
No, but...
Take her on. Takes 5 minutes.
I don't think she's going to, especially if you're a registered Democrat. You know, I mean, they have records of who's who, and if there's anything, any question, they'll go look up your records in the courthouse. And, you know, if you're a registered Democrat, they just throw anything you said right out the window. I don't know.
I don't. As much
know,
as
they don't have your vote anyway. So.
As much as I feel the way you do, there's something about beating on our own and letting the opposition escape that.
Well, that's one thing the Democrats have to stop doing.
Well, okay.
Fighting amongst themselves.
Yeah.
And that is absolutely unforgivable.
That's right, and we love
doing it. They're going to cut their own throats
doing
it.
Yeah, and we love doing it. Mark, thanks, man. Great call.
Talk to you later.
All right.
Bye.
One line open at 303-713-7600. J. Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk, 849, 49 minutes past the hour. Gina now with traffic.
Thanks, Stacey. And some recovery now across the metro area, although we still have northbound I-25 bogged down from Lincoln towards C-470 and heavy traffic on the eastbound side of 6th Avenue. That's due to a crash near Federal. Watch out for those delays to kick in right near Sheridan. Weather outlook today, it's going to be a beautiful one with mostly sunny skies and warmer conditions, a high of 68 and a low of 38 tonight. Looks like even warmer day tomorrow with a high of 73. Currently, few clouds, 42 degrees. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Get Nissan's 100-point courtesy checkup. Receive a complimentary inspection of your Nissan performed by their factory-trained technicians.
CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best used car prices anywhere. How would you like to upgrade your vehicle and save a lot of money, too? You would? Well, here's what you do. Tap, tap, tap over to CheaperUsedAutos.com. You'll find over 800 cars, trucks, and SUVs up close and personal. These vehicles are priced to sell quickly, and they're all located right here in Denver. Don't waste your time running all over town. Find just what you're looking for today at CheaperUsedAutos.com. CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best used car prices anywhere.
And you win. Register now at WhiteHouseMakeover.com. Get involved. Speak out on the things that are important to you, and you could be a winner. From AM 760, Progressive Talk.
I'm John Hope Bryant, founder of Operation Hope.
I'm Andrew Young, spokesman for Operation Hope. You know, the challenge of our time is to make free enterprise and democracy work for ordinary people. People that don't have a guaranteed inheritance and that don't have a guaranteed job anymore.
Because it's not about making more money. It's about making better decisions with the money you make. If you need a little hope, call 877-592-HOPE, 877-592-4673.
Today we're talking with Dolores from Aquint, who specializes in interpreting the groans of marketing people. Dolores, how about a demonstration? Try this one.
He needs help with interactive projects, but there's a hiring freeze. She's going to miss an important deadline if she doesn't find some designers fast. A key member of her marketing team is going on maternity leave.
Impressive, but is there a cure?
Absolutely. Just call Aquint to find and hire the contract marketing specialists you need for as long as you need them. Aquint's professionals are top-notch, pre-screened, and just as good as full-time hires. Translation? Job insecurity.
No.
Denial.
Oh, Mama.
Oedipus complex? Please, take my card.
Find out how Aquint can turn your marketing groans into sighs of relief. Call 877-2-AQUENT or visit aquint.com/Denver today.
Cure Horizons Medicare Advantage plans are offered by United Healthcare Insurance Company, Pacific Care Health Plans, Oxford Health Plans, and their affiliated companies, Medicare Advantage organizations with a Medicare contract.
Attention! If you have Medicare and are on a fixed income, you may not be getting the most out of Medicare. In fact, you may be eligible to receive financial help with your medical and prescription drug costs. Some programs even help with transportation, utility, and other costs. Secure Horizons by United Healthcare will help determine if you're eligible for these programs. Call a representative today to make sure you're getting the most out of Medicare. Many Secure Horizons health plans offer more benefits than original Medicare at predictable prices. Call today for more information and to find out if you qualify for financial assistance at 1-800-400-9913. It's important to choose the right health plan. Call Secure Horizons plans for more information. Get the most out of Medicare. Call 1-800-400-9913. 1-800-400-9913.
I was a slave to smoking.
If you're a smoker, you need to hear about a free trial offer that could set you free from addiction once and for all.
I tried the gum, the pills, and the patches. But I knew I hit rock bottom when not even my mom dying from emphysema could stop me from smoking.
Medical science has discovered a new way to eliminate addiction in smokers. And this breakthrough product is now being released to the public without a prescription. It's called Zero Smoke. And right now, you can participate in a free trial. Call now. 1-800-300-3163.
Now I am so done with smoking. I did it for me. I did it for my kids. I did it for my mom.
Find out how you can participate in a free trial of Zero Smoke by calling 1-800-300-3163. 1-800-300-3163. That's 1-800-300-3163.
Do you think this song is tight?
I think it rocks.
Booker T and the MGs. By the way, the new Neil Young CD is out. Thank you, Tiger Dave, on the prowl today. Mostly sunny, high 66. Talking about accountability of rock, Rockies, the GOP. Let's jump back on the phones. Zach in Fort Collins. Zach, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hello?
Hi.
This is Zach. Hi.
Hi.
Hey, I'm a Republican, but I agree with you, Jay. I'm embarrassed by what the Republicans have done the last 6 years, whether it's Guantanamo or S-CHIP, spending, Abu Ghraib. I mean, I just really, truly am embarrassed by it, and I do call all my congresspeople, but you feel like, you know, they don't listen, but I continue to bang on them. But let me ask you one question. I think the message isn't getting out there. I don't think the Democrats are selling it well enough. And my best example is, do you remember Jim Webb's bill, equal time here versus equal time in Iraq?
Right.
Why? That's a no-brainer to me. How could that possibly not pass?
I don't know. You know, I would have to go, and anybody can go look this up. The Washington Post maintains a website, which I look at all the time, where you can go look at people's votes and how they voted. I'd have to go back and look to see who voted against that. I mean,
sure.
I can't imagine ever voting against that,
no,
regardless
I mean,
of what party you're in.
Yeah, and then they not only that, but then they frame the Democrats as being anti-soldier if you want equal time for them. How is that? That is amazing to me. So that's where I think the message, I don't think the Democrats are doing the best job still selling this, whether it's beating up on Blackwater. I'm still appalled by Guantanamo. Does anybody realize that we have people we're holding there with, basically we're holding them because we think they might someday do something?
Right.
How can we? We've never prosecuted anybody in the history of our country for thought crime until now.
No, I agree. It's all based on suspicion, and plus those people are not allowed to see the evidence against them. Their attorneys are not allowed to see the evidence against them.
Yes, it's appalling.
It is appalling.
And yet how many people, you talked, 4 years ago I got out of my friends about this. I was ahead of it. I do have to admit, all my friends will tell you. But, I mean, but now still people's eyes glaze over and say, oh, well, they must be bad people. There's no proof. And the better proof there is we've already let out hundreds of them.
No, you're right. We just scoop people up off the streets and the countryside, and we throw them in jail, and we hold them, and we've got kids there. And you're right. The thing is a damn disgrace. So if you're a member of the GOP, what are you going to do?
I'm talking to every one of my GOP, which most of my friends are Republicans, and I'm banging on them, telling them to asking them to truly consider. Because I think the party of compassion anymore is the Democrats. I'm sorry. I don't buy the Republican line anymore. I still consider myself a Republican, but I don't buy that they're the party of compassion. I how can you throw people in jail and throw away the, you know? So I'm working, you know, that way, but it's hard. They just don't want to listen.
Yeah, it is hard. And it's hard. It's like talking to the wall. But you've got people on both sides that are like that. But, you know, The key thing is, I think, you and I, people like us, we just have to hang in.
Sure.
We just have to hang in and try to achieve change, because that's the best thing we can do, and we got to stay on people's rears, our congressional delegation for sure. Zach, thank you, Zach. I appreciate
it. Absolutely. Have a good day. Bye-bye.
All right. We'll continue. We're going to open phones. No, we've got Media Matters' Jameson Fosher coming up, and then we'll go into open phones here on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Hi, Leo Laporte here, the tech guy. Are you traveling to meet with clients and colleagues? Oh, that's a pain, isn't it? Expensive, time-consuming, you fight rush hour, traffic, airport security, delayed flights. I hate it. But I have found a better way. It's a great solution. It's called GoToMeeting.com. With GoToMeeting.com, you hold meetings from your office or your conference room or your home with people anywhere in the world, all over the Internet, so you can do more and travel less. That means you save money and you make more money. Launch meetings on the fly or schedule them in advance via Outlook. During your conference call, everyone just logs in to GoToMeeting with that meeting ID. They see your computer desktop on their computer screen, your PowerPoint, your presentation. You collaborate. You do training. And with GoToMeeting, you hold as many meetings as you want for one low flat rate. Try GoToMeeting free right now for 30 full days. That's a month of unlimited online meetings absolutely free. Click the web banner on your radio player now or visit GoToMeeting.com. Click the Try It Free button and use the promo code WebRadio. GoToMeeting.com, promo code WebRadio, or click the web banner now. GoToMeeting.com. You're going to love it.
Online at AM760.net. KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder.
CBS News, I'm Nick Young. It's bad with no signs of improvement soon.
And the wind's almost pushing me over. It makes me nervous.
The Santa Ana winds continuing to buffet Southern California, driving more than a dozen wildfires that have destroyed more than 700 homes and driven hundreds of thousands of people out of their houses. San Diego County has been especially hard hit. CBS's Hattie Kaufman is in Rancho Bernardo.
There are still flames burning on a wooden fence on the house right next to me. Coming up this road, there were flames coming up out of the rooftop of another house. The one right behind me has the garage door is melted. There's a charred Mercedes in front.
HT Link of the Red Cross says about 3,000 people are being housed in 5 Red Cross shelters.
The gymnasium floor is filled from side to side with cots and air mattresses and people who have brought their own bedding, sleeping on that, but also people who are staying outside the shelter.
President Bush has declared an emergency in the 7 California counties devastated by the blazes.
Today I have sent Secretary Chertoff and Director Paulson of the FEMA to go out to California to listen, to develop an inventory of supplies and help that we can provide.
It's some of the most crowded airspace in the country, and at a Washington summit underway, airlines using New York airports are wrestling with how to ease the congestion before Uncle Sam steps in.
There's too many people, not enough planes.
I just think that the system is just overloaded.
For passengers flying through JFK to make a connecting flight,
you got to leave a lot earlier.
And you still may not make that connection. What's the answer?
Something's got to give.
Jim Higgins is a former pilot and now a professor at the University of North Dakota and sees the airline summit this way.
The government trying to send a message to the air carrier saying, figure this out, or we're going to try to figure this out for you.
Meaning if airlines don't voluntarily reduce flights at JFK, the government may impose flight reductions. Cammie McCormick, CBS News, Washington.
A little more than half an hour away from the launch of the latest space shuttle mission. Let's go live to the Kennedy Space Center and CBS's Peter King.
Well, we're looking at two potential showstoppers, low clouds and rain moving in. The rules say no rain within 20 miles of the shuttle's runway, and right now those cells are a little too close. Some of those clouds do appear to be dissipating. The other issue, ice from the shuttle's super cold fuel on a feed line. It could break off and hit Discovery on the way up, so they've been taking a long look at that one. Discovery's crew hopes to start an ambitious space station construction flight. Nick?
A growing number of women are opting for a radical procedure if they're diagnosed with cancer in one breast. Dr. Todd Tuttle says they are choosing to have both breasts removed as a precaution.
If the woman has really thought this through, knows all the risks and benefits, and wants to proceed with having a double mastectomy, then I'm comfortable performing that.
And checking Wall Street at this hour, right now the Dow is ahead 37 points, the NASDAQ up 16, the S&P 500 ahead 4 points. This is CBS News.
If you could change the world, what would you do? How would you use your power? What human needs would you remedy? And while you may wonder about your ability to change the world, you certainly can change your world. The people of Citgo demonstrate this every day. For example, we've contributed over $82 million to the Muscular Dystrophy Association. And we give in other ways to our local communities all across this country, which actually does change the world. Citgo, there at every turn.
Hi, you've reached Sheila. I'm out sick, but if your call's important, please contact David at extension 3225.
Hi, you've reached David. Unfortunately, I'm not feeling too well today.
If your workforce isn't there to do the job, the work isn't getting done. That's where patient-centered primary care comes in, an advanced level of prevention to address one of the biggest costs in business today, chronic disease. It's how IBM employees save 26% off their healthcare costs. A message from the American Academy of Family Physicians, aafp.org/value.
Good morning. I'm John M. with your AM 760 local news update. After knocking off the Phillies and D-backs, the Rockies were beaten by technology. 2 hours after tickets went on sale yesterday, a lot of fans reported they couldn't even get access to the ticket sale website.
I tried clicking several places, but then it timed out and released the tickets.
The team claims the computer system for online-only World Series ticket sales was the target of an external malicious attack, but they're vowing to relaunch online sales today.
Noon at our website, www.coloradorockies.com.
Now, the Rockies put about 54,000 tickets up for sale online. Team officials say the computers were ready to handle the expected crush, but that malicious hacker shut things down. That now ranks right up there with the dog ate my homework as one of the lamest excuses ever offered. University of Colorado is pulling some equipment out of its rec center following a rise in staph infections among students. A drug-resistant form of staph known as MRSA has spread through schools across the country recently. CU says there have been 8 reported cases on the Boulder campus this school year, but no fatalities. And the House of Representatives approving a bill enlarging Mesa Verde National Park in southwestern Colorado by over 300 acres. President Teddy Roosevelt established the park in 1906 to preserve the works of man. Park includes at least 4,000 known archaeological sites. That bill now goes to the Senate. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News update. I'm John M. Now here's Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, John. Well, pretty good ride across the metro area. Looks like we got that wreck finally out of the way. Eastbound 6 that was causing the slowdowns from Sheridan to I-25. That is starting to shake loose. Southbound 225 still a little sluggish just before Parker as you head down to I-25 if you are making your way through the tech center. Security wait time at DIA, 5 minutes. Weather outlook today.
What if I told you that you could put up a brand new building and save up to half the cost and up to half the time as similar conventional construction? It probably sounds too good to be true. Well, just by picking up the phone, I can prove it to you. If you need retail, office, or warehouse space, or if your church or school wants to expand and save money, you need General Steel. Call today, and we'll prove to you that your new building can go up in about half the time, and you'll save up to half the cost. Dial 1-800-221-5756. We'll help you customize your building. You choose the size. You can even add the look of brick, stucco, or stone to achieve the look you want.
If you still think this sounds too good to be true, then pick up the phone and call. The information is free when you call 1-800-221-5756. Call General Steel and find out how you can put up a brand new building in about half the time and save up to half the cost of similar conventional construction. Call now. 1-800-221-5756. 1-800-221-5756.
You're listening to AM 760 Progressive Talk. AM760.net.
Ooh, somebody sent me an email and they said this. If the Rockies website was hacked, did the Rockies notify the FBI? Interesting question. It's time for our weekly misinformation report with Managing Director of Media Matters for America, Jameson Fosher. This week, we're going to talk about a whole bunch of stuff, and you can check it out at MediaMatters.org. This is one of the best organizations going. And, JMO, good morning, and welcome to the program.
Thanks a lot, Jay.
Okay, let's start here, simply just because I want to do this. For months and months and months and months and months, we have heard from Robert Novak, from Rush Limbaugh, from Sean Hannity, from Fox News, well, Foxaganda, from all of these sources, Valerie Plame was not an undercover agent. Valerie Plame was not what she claims to be. Then it turns out her book is out, and in her book, what's in there? A copy of her CIA paperwork, which indicates that, yes, she was. Now, are all those people willing to step forward and apologize?
No. No, they aren't, Jay. It's been pretty clear for quite some time that she was covert to anybody who actually examined the facts of the situation. That hasn't stopped a lot of media from reporting that she wasn't, or reporting without question claims of people that she wasn't. We have actually reposted a bunch of our older Valerie Plame items debunking many of the falsehoods around this case in light of her book tour. So as people see news reports that repeat some of the same old stories that you've been hearing about her and about the case, you can check out on our front page some of the things we've done in the past debunking it.
Yep, this will rank right down with the Obama went to a madrasa school comment, that these people kept pumping this out time and time again, and now with paperwork we find out that they were lying. Right?
Yeah, that's pretty much what was happening. Some of them were lying. Some of them just didn't know. Some of them, for some reason, decided to believe White House spinners when they said that she wasn't covert. But for whatever reason, the media certainly was saying that over and over and over again, that she wasn't covert, or that it wasn't known whether she was covert. She was.
Yep.
Case
All
closed.
Right. Yep, case closed. So next time one of your conservative friends says to you, oh, but she wasn't, go, excuse me, get her book and look at the paperwork. Okay, CNN provided one Limbaugh explanation for phony soldiers' remark, ignored his subsequent contradictions. This happened October 19th on CNN's, you know, how could it be otherwise? Of course, it's the Situation Room and national correspondent Susan Candiotti and, of course, Wolf Blitzer. So you want to go into that a little bit?
Well, basically, a lot of news organizations have kind of botched their reporting on what exactly Limbaugh said, particularly as he's sort of tried to deny having said what he obviously said. In this case, CNN did a report where Susan Candiotti said that Limbaugh denied he was criticizing soldiers who are opposed to the war, and instead said he was criticizing just one individual. What Candiotti didn't make clear was the contradiction between the fact that the words Rush Limbaugh used were phony soldiers, that's plural, and the idea that he was criticizing just one individual. She also didn't note that Limbaugh has given contradictory explanations of this. He has said, I was talking about one soldier with that phony soldier comment. At other times, when called on the fact that he used a plural soldiers? He said, yes, because there have been a number of these people. And I was talking about people. So again, using the plural. Candiotti didn't make that clear, that his own explanations of these comments have been self-contradictory.
Well, once again, though, he's going to get away with it. In fact, that whole eBay letter thing, I mean, he basically mocked Harry Reid and the whole outrage over it.
It's interesting that this time around he seems to be devoting a lot more energy to defending himself than he traditionally has. When he's sparked some controversy with his comments, he's actually done television shows and talked to Glenn Beck and Fox News and folks like that. He doesn't usually bother to do that, so I don't know if this one has him a little bit more worried or if he's feeling that there's a little bit more heat around him, but certainly there has been a change in the way he's responded to criticism. How that all plays out, I don't know. Like I said, a lot of the news reports that have happened since he's begun making excuses haven't done a very good job of kind of untangling this mess and making clear that his explanations contradict his other explanations and his explanations contradict what he actually said on the air. Another thing they haven't done a very good job of explaining is exactly the timeline. The Associated Press has been very bad about this, a timeline of what he said during that show and when he said it. The AP actually at one point, I think late last week, reported that Limbaugh used the term phony soldiers after discussing this one soldier, Jesse Macbeth. In fact, his discussion of Macbeth came several minutes later. And so the AP just got that flatly wrong. What they wrote was the opposite of the truth. More commonly, a lot of news organizations don't note the fact that there was a multi-minute gap between him saying phony soldiers and him talking about Jesse Macbeth. So the coverage of this hasn't been great. He's muddied the water pretty successfully, and a lot of media have kind of helped him out, wittingly or not.
9:13, 13 minutes after 9 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Jameson Fosier with us from Media Matters for America. You know, I heard Ed Schultz yesterday. Ed Schultz had a good idea. We should get a hold of his arrest papers in conjunction with his OxyContin bust, and we should auction that off on eBay. You're not going to say anything to that, okay.
No, given what he said a couple of days ago about kind of attacking journalists, I don't know if you heard this, he went on a rant about this new organization that's being started up that's going to be run by a former editor of the Wall Street Journal that's going to, the purpose will be to do investigative journalism and then to give it to news organizations that don't have the resources to do it themselves.
Oh, yeah, right.
And Limbaugh went on this tirade about this and talked about, sort of bragged about an incident several years ago in which he found out that one of the news magazines was going to do an article about him, and he called the reporter and he threatened to expose the guy for, you know, having used drugs and cheated on his wife and just this very personal threat to this reporter. So if you're thinking about doing anything like that, you might want to watch out. Limbaugh's, he might come after you.
Well, there's nothing that in my background that I haven't already disclosed on the air, so it doesn't make any difference. And by the way, there was a story last week, we had it, and I thought about it this morning, about how they're warning that Viagra causes loss of hearing in some people. And you might remember that Limbaugh got tagged bringing a bunch of Viagra into the country. So I was actually going to do an hour on this today, but I didn't get around to it. But I may do it tomorrow and have listeners vote on which caused Limbaugh's hearing loss first, OxyContin or Viagra.
You know, Limbaugh's rant there was interesting to me in a couple ways. One is that it just showed that this is an organization that hasn't even done anything yet. They haven't done their first story. They're being run by, like I said, a former editor of the Wall Street Journal, and he is this angry about them before they've even written a single story or researched a single story. He just doesn't like the concept of journalism. But the other thing that was telling is as he was boasting of threatening this reporter, it really nicely illustrated the difference between a lot of the media critics on the right, of which Rush Limbaugh is one, and what we do. We focus on the content of news reports. Rush Limbaugh calls reporters and threatens to tell the world about their personal lives if they don't write stories the way he wants them to.
But, you know, there's that whole – I've talked about this on the air before at great length. There's this whole mean streak that runs through all of those folks, and here's an example of it. You guys cite it, and we have it. John, do we have that? Listen to Glenn Beck about the California fires. Listen to this.
I think there is a handful of people who hate America. Unfortunately for them, a lot of them are losing their homes in a forest fire today.
Now, don't you find that senseless? What is it about them that they're so mean-spirited like that?
That senseless is a good word for it. I don't know what would motivate somebody to suggest that people who have lost their homes in California, and there have been, what is it now, more than 100,000?
Well, here's how dumb this guy is. Here's how dumb this guy is. One of the principal areas of the fire is San Diego.
Right.
Anybody who knows anything about San Diego knows it's very conservative. So he's attacking his own core. Hello, Glenn. Can you read a map? Then the other thing is, how many people out of all these 300,000 evacuees that he's talking about here, what percentage of them, granted it would be low now because of the public perception of the war and, you know, how people feel about everything, but how many of those people at one time maybe supported where he was coming from? And then the last thing is, it's just a cruel and it's just a mean-spirited thing to say.
Well, that's the basic point here, is that it is mean-spirited. It has literally nothing to do with anything. Why would you say that? What does it have to do with the fires that are going on or people losing their homes? That's idle speculation that they might hate America. Where does that come from?
I don't know, but maybe you can explain this to me. Why are they so intent on being so damn mean?
It's a good question. You know, I mentioned that Limbaugh threat about journalists, and it was just about a month ago that Bill O'Reilly went on a lengthy tirade about journalists where he said, I'll come to your home, I'll come to your home, I'll follow you around with a camera, I'm going to expose you, you frauds. At one point he said that if he could get away with strangling people to death without going to jail, he would do it. There's just a real anger and a real nastiness and a real meanness, and it's not anything new. I mean, Rush Limbaugh being angry and mean is not new. This is a guy who referred to Chelsea Clinton as the White House dog. This is a guy who spread rumors that Hillary Clinton had killed Vince Foster. This meanness and this nastiness isn't new. It does seem as though in the last couple of years it's heated up a little bit as some of their political ideas have not worked out very well. But it's not new. It's who they are, and these are significant leaders in the conservative movement in America. You can't overstate how significant Rush Limbaugh is, among others. And that's what's driving the agenda, at least nationally, in the conservative movement. And people need to know about that. I think that's kind of gone unremarked upon for far too long. It was just a couple years ago that Howard Kurtz, who's probably the most influential media critic in the country, referred to Rush Limbaugh as a mainstream conservative. So there's been this whitewashing of exactly how mean and hateful and false the statements that these people make are, and that's really kind of problematic, and that's why we try to shine a light on them, because people need to know who they are and what they're saying and what they think.
See, I think at times we need a dose of that. All right, now, here's one that I find to be really bizarre, but I shouldn't be shocked. How this guy has a television show, I have no idea.
You're going for Chris Matthews here.
Oh, yeah, of course. Well, okay. I mean, when you heard this, you had to have the same reaction I did. What year is he living in? 1952 or 2007?
It's always the 1950s on Hardball.
Okay, here's what he says about his hypothetical about suburbanites. Wife wants woman president. Husband cares about finances. Come on.
Chris Matthews apparently thinks that women don't think about issues. That's for their husband to do.
I mean,
and this isn't, you know, people need to be aware that Chris Matthews has a long history, and you can come to our site and search for Chris Matthews and search for Chris Matthews and Hillary Clinton, and you'll find endless examples of this guy making really bizarre and in many cases offensive comments about basically based on his attitudes about gender. And he is in some ways seemingly stuck in the 50s.
Doesn't anybody ever call him on this other than you guys?
People do. He still has a show, though.
I mean, wouldn't the heads of NBC say, wait a minute, this is tantamount to a guy getting on the air, and you're looking for the money demo of 25 to 54. So you get on the air and you make constant references to Lawrence Welk or, I don't know, name some Adolf Menju, some figure that's like long gone out of America. When they say, okay, Chris, look, you've lost everybody who's under the age of 85.
Yeah, well, it's like his description of his fawning description of Fred Thompson a little while back. He described him as smelling like Aqua Velva.
Yeah, that's another thing. Who uses Aqua Velva in 2007?
And who cares what Fred Thompson smells like is the other thing. But
yeah,
it just goes back to this bizarre obsession Matthew seems to have with appearance and people being a man's man. And it's really kind of strange. The other thing that's really noteworthy about his show, though, is this is a guy who's supposed to be an expert on politics. That's what his gig is. And he's so consistently wrong. About basic facts. He was saying for years after President Bush's popularity had plummeted that everybody likes this guy except the real wackos. Well, the polling had consistently shown that that wasn't true. We document him all the time making claims like that. People don't trust Democrats on taxes. Well, the polling shows that they do. It's just pretty consistently across the board, and that's a big part of the way he talks about Hillary Clinton is he's constantly just making these assertions about the way other people feel about him. It isn't how about her. It isn't the way other people feel about her. It's how Chris Matthews feels about her. And if he'd just be honest about it and say, this is what I think, rather than here's what people across the country think, it wouldn't be quite so bad.
You know, I look at the ratings of that show. That show doesn't do that well. And then on top of that, it's like, how does he, well, I mean, maybe they don't know what else to replace him with, but I mean, it's like, what's his expertise? I mean, what's his, because he worked for
Tip O'Neill.
Tip O'Neill, and Jimmy Carter. I mean, is that his expertise?
Apparently, because again, if you look at the statements that he makes about contemporary politics that can be verified, they're wrong often. He doesn't bother looking into the facts. He knows what he thinks, and he thinks that the rest of America thinks that too. Is what it seems like. He makes these statements that sort of convey his own opinion, but then he says that this is what this husband and wife out there are talking about, or this is what middle class white guys in Michigan are thinking.
Well, and how would he know? He's trapped in the Beltway.
Exactly. Well, except for when he is summering on Nantucket.
Yeah, I forgot about that. Well, I don't know. I used to watch him and laugh. Now he's become painful. He's become painful.
It's a difficult show to watch often. That whole network, actually, MSNBC, is kind of rough at times. I mean, Tucker Carlson is another person who will just say things that are flatly false. He last week was stunned. He announced that he was stunned that nobody ever talks about the fact that rich people vote for Democrats, people who make more than $100,000 a year vote for Democrats. He said the same thing back in July. He said, I'll never forget that in 2000, people making $100,000 a year or more voted for Al Gore. They didn't. That's flatly false. In every national election going back to like 1972, people who make more than $100,000 a year vote for Republicans. That's a pretty basic fact of American politics. You can decide that that's significant or not, but that's what the truth is. And Tucker Carlson, multiple times, has not only gotten that wrong, but he's taken people to task for not saying what he knows is true, even though it's wrong.
Well, he's another one. How did he get where he is?
I have no idea. Nobody watches his show is the upside, so he isn't misinforming that many people. But his willingness to just be flatly wrong about things is really pretty astounding.
Yeah. You know what? That's really true. It really is. Let me give you one more. I don't want to let Limbaugh off without bringing this one up, which I heard and actually thought, you got to be kidding me. He's back on the OxyContin again. Claiming he never attacked the Frosts, Limbaugh mimicked Graham Frost and attacked Dems for exploiting the family. Now
yes.
Here he is. He's imitating a 12-year-old boy with a paralyzed side of his vocal cord and a head injury.
Well, this goes back to the meanness that you were talking about. He's now. Now that the criticisms of this family that he was a big part of have been established to be total bunk. He's claiming he never did it, but that's false. He did. He went on his radio show to say that the family, and this is a quote, can clearly afford health insurance. They just choose not to. Well, that isn't true. That was never really based on anything other than idle speculation by some right-wing bloggers. Point being, it simply isn't true. But he was running around blasting this family for choosing not to provide health care for their kids. It's really pretty outrageous, and he's, you know, mimicking this 12-year-old child, and all the while saying, hey, I never attacked them.
Yeah. You know, I can be mean sometimes and unfair with callers and be extremely argumentative, but I'd never trash a 12-year-old kid in that kind of a tragic situation. I just don't care about my own agenda enough to be able to sit there and do that. I don't think anybody else does either. And you're right, it's these crop of people who get on day after day after day and deal this stuff out, and the public just accept it. The other thing I find to be interesting about it is that the Reuters Zogby poll shows George W. Bush down to 25%, and if my memory serves me correct, that's below Richard Nixon and Watergate. He was at 27. Who is listening to these people, and how are they hanging on?
That's a good question. You have to remember that 25% of the voting age public is still the 25 million people. So that's plenty of people to watch, you know. Tucker's show gets maybe a couple hundred thousand viewers. Not many people are watching, is the answer. They have influence, though, that's disproportionate to the number of people that are watching. If you watch, say, Hardball with Chris Matthews, he doesn't get great ratings. If you look at the total number of people who are watching in a country of 300 million, it's not very many people. It's a few hundred thousand. But his guests and the people who participate in these clubby, bizarre discussions that sort of pick at personal qualities of people and that repeat a lot of these false stereotypes that we have, that Democrats are weak on defense or Republicans are fiscally responsible. You'll get the people who do that and who engage in that conversation with him, and they're very influential. They're reporters for the New York Times and the Washington Post.
Yeah.
They're people who really play a role in shaping the discussion in this country. So the influence is really disproportionate to the number of people who actually watch.
Yeah. You know what? You're totally and completely right about that. It's just a shame that there's not some kind of motivation on MSNBC to do something interesting except to just sit there and allow this kind of crap to go on. All right, well, we'll talk again, and we'll delve into more stereotypes on Mr. Matthews' part, because I'm sure it'll give us plenty of ammunition by the next time we get together. J-Mo, thank you very, very much for your expertise and your time. Really appreciate it.
Thanks a lot, Jay. Take care.
All right. There's Jameson Fosher from Media Matters for America. Go to MediaMatters.org. Check it out. What a fabulous website. 928, 28 minutes after 9 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. It goes without saying that prevention is one of the most important tools that you or I or anybody can use to ensure good health and longevity. Hi, this is Jay Marvin. Did you know that 50% of heart attacks occur in people with no prior symptoms? For 150,000 Americans each year, the first symptom of heart disease is sudden death. At Front Range Preventive Imaging, they have a number of resources that can help you or someone you love get the early detection needed to prevent future health issues. From heart and lung scans to virtual colonoscopies and full body scans, Front Range Preventive Imaging can help you live longer with their early detection tools. Now, to learn more about this, set up an appointment at 303-443-SCAN. Let me give you the number again, because this is important. 303-443-SCAN, or visit them online at frontrangepreventiveimaging.com. I'm going to give you the number one more time just to make sure you get it. 303-443-SCAN, and tell them J. Marvin sent you.
What's new, Special Agent?
It's time for people to take a fresh look at their auto insurance.
Well, it always pays to shop around.
You bet. Many drivers save hundreds of dollars on auto insurance when they switch to Esurance.
If I want to start saving today, do I have to wait until my other policy expires?
Nope, that's a myth. Lots of auto insurance companies don't want you to know this, but you can switch your auto insurance anytime.
You can switch your auto insurance anytime? Even before your other policy expires?
Esurance.
sure can. No one should pay too much for auto insurance. Not a day longer than they have to.
I agree.
That's why thousands of drivers switch to Esurance every week.
So if I want to switch to Esurance?
Just visit Esurance.com. You can see your savings right away. With fast quotes and instant comparisons to other companies' prices, you'll know you're getting the best deal on auto insurance.
Sounds easy.
It is. Quote by print instantly at Esurance.
Take a fresh look at your auto insurance. Get your fast free quote at Esurance.com today.
Location fee, no out-of-pocket closing costs. They're open in evenings until 8. Saturday, too. It's fast, it's easy, and it may be tax-deductible. And at only 5.75% on a 30-year fixed mortgage, we guarantee to save you money. Call the experts at the Mortgage Store, 303-423-7171. That's 303-423-7171. The Mortgage Store, they are the guaranteed pros.
Today we're talking with Dolores from Aquint, who specializes in interpreting the groans of marketing people. Dolores, how about a demonstration? Try this one.
He needs help with interactive projects, but there's a hiring freeze. She's going to miss an important deadline if she doesn't find some designers fast. A key member of her marketing team is going on maternity leave.
Impressive, but is there a cure?
Absolutely. Just call Aquint to find and hire the contract marketing specialists you need for as long as you need them. Aquint's professionals are top-notch, pre-screened, and just as good as full-time hires. Translation? Job insecurity.
No.
Denial.
Oh, Mama.
Oedipus complex? Please, take my card.
Find out how Aquint can turn your marketing groans into sighs of relief. Call 877-2-A-Q-U-E-N-T or visit aquint.com/Denver today.
Great stuff. Love that a lot. Mostly sunny, high today, 66, 932, 32 minutes after the hour here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. All right, we'll go to open phones. Anything you want to talk about is fine. You want to take me to task, or you want to laugh it up, or you want to talk about music, you want to talk about politics, you want to talk about anything that's going on out there, 303-713-7600. You heard about Robert Plant. Got a brand new album coming out with Alison Krauss, if it's not out already.
God, has he aged. I saw, like, a TV commercial about it yesterday.
Well, I saw him in the New York Times. He looked pretty good to me.
Man, he looks pretty old to me. But well, he's been around forever. I mean, he still looks good, but, yeah, he's been around forever.
That's because you're young.
I remember seeing him live, like, on a solo act. Joan Jett and the Heartbreakers opened up at Red Rocks.
Man, you know, every time I think of Robert Plant, I was going to play some Led Zeppelin. Then, for some really weird reason, then I start thinking about, I want to play some Yardbirds. What connection one has with the other?
Yeah, I was going to say, how do you make those two connect with each other?
I don't know. I just always have for some reason. All right, find us a good Zep song, and we'll play it coming up. Hey, government is not a mystery. If you think it is a mystery, it isn't. Check this out. Congressman Ed Perlmutter, one of the nicest guys in the world, one of the most dedicated guys in the world, one of the best people in the world. Okay, here it is. His next government at the grocery is this week in Bennett, Colorado, at the King Supers. It's from noon until 2. That's the next government in the grocery. How can you not appreciate a guy like that? Gina, how can you not appreciate a guy like that who goes out and meets his constituents and has government in the grocery? You got to like that, right?
I guess.
Well, what do you mean, you guess?
Yeah, I think that's a good thing.
Sure. You get to go out there and visit with your congressman? Isn't that cool?
Yeah, absolutely.
Sit around and tell him what you think? And he takes copious notes on everything. So what you say to him really does matter.
Well, good.
Yeah.
Yeah, excellent.
He's one of the best guys in government there is. He and Mark Udall are, like, the best. Okay. Traffic, what's it look like?
Well, we've got a kind of a late morning problem. Had a crash on C-470 approaching University. Looks like it's affecting both
directions of travel there, east and westbound, because it's off in the median. So it is quite sluggish through that area now if you're trying to get across Highlands Ranch. Southbound I-25 through downtown was dragging quite a bit as well, but it looks like all the other problems that we had earlier have been cleared out of the way. Weather outlook today, it will be...
Jay Marvin in the morning on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Todd Helton says take the freeway to Freeway Ford and right now get a new 07 Focus for just $99.88. They sell them for less every day guaranteed.
Do you know why you get dark circles under your eyes? Because blood leaks out of your capillaries and pools under your skin. I'm not kidding. It's just like an ugly bruise. But now you can erase dark circles with a clinically proven breakthrough called Hydralyze. Hydralyze diminishes dark circles and tightens puffiness and bags by repairing leaky capillaries, leaving you with younger, brighter eyes. See for yourself by calling for a free trial of Hydralyze today. Just call 1-800-513-2696.
The dark circles have disappeared. Oh, I love it. I don't want to put the mirror down.
Even surgery cannot deliver these stunning results. Hydralyze is so powerful it even helps build new collagen in the skin, reducing crow's feet and wrinkles. Try Hydralyze risk-free and shed years from your appearance faster than you thought possible.
My husband, he can't stop complimenting me. People tell me I look 10 years younger.
You deserve younger, brighter eyes. Turn back the clock with a free trial of Hydralyze. For your free trial, call 1-800-513-2696. That's 1-800-513-2696.
If you own a business, you may know that incorporating can be a smart way to protect yourself and your assets. So the question is, why haven't you incorporated your business yet?
My business? It's too small.
The simple truth is, no matter how small your business, you run the risk of losing your personal assets, your car, your home, even your life savings, if you're not incorporated.
Incorporating is very complicated.
Actually, incorporating is easy and fast. You can do it in just 10 minutes. Call now for your free guide from the Company Corporation. 1-800-497-5991.
I need a lawyer to incorporate. That's really expensive.
You don't need a lawyer to incorporate. Use the Company Corporation. They don't offer legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating simple. Their only mission is to help people like you incorporate safely, easily, and quickly. Call now for your free guide. 1-800-497-5991. That's 1-800-497-5991. 1-800-497-5991.
Tickets at DenverNutcracker.com.
Customer satisfaction and reliable service is what you'll find at Cottman Transmission in Denver. Bring your vehicle by for an honest quote at 2630 South Broadway, just north of Yale, or call 303-761-8841.
Zep on there. Mostly sunny, high today 66. By the way, Jimmy Page was in the Yardbirds before Led Zeppelin, so that's and with Jeff Beck, and I'd forgotten about that, and so that's where I got that. So maybe we can cough up some Yardbirds before we get out of here. 9:38, 38 minutes after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. It's a couple of emails I want to read. These AM760.net is where you can email me. Hey Jay, you probably heard this one before, but your mention of Joe Pyne this morning reminded me of his interview sometime back in the 60s with Frank Zappa. Pyne said, and you got to remember Joe Pyne had a wooden leg. Okay, so Pyne said, so with your long hair, I guess that makes you a woman. Frank's response was, so with your wooden leg, I guess that makes you a table. Frank Zappa was great. And I've got some early mothers of invention. Then I should bring it in, we should play it. Brown shoes, don't make it. Quit school, why take it? Also, he brings up the thing about Limbaugh appearing on Letterman and about how Letterman got the best of Limbaugh. I thought that was pretty good. And that's a really good good point of view right there. About Limbaugh, because it's true. Where he said to Limbaugh, gee, do you ever wake up in the morning and... Do you ever wake up in the morning and realize you're a bag of hot air or a gas bag or something like that? And Limbaugh didn't know what to say, but it looked like, according to the emailer, he said it looked like Limbaugh could jump across the table and and beat the crap out of Letterman. It's from Michael. Jay, I like the job you did today on the Rocky screw-up. I had called in, but could not wait through the 8 a.m. news. The primary reason for my call was to provide feedback from a time when I led product development of an anti-hacker product to get my staff fully informed on what they would be facing. I had all of my staff join the various hacking groups on the fringe of society. I also had them subscribe to 2600 Magazine, which I've seen before, a news service for and by hackers. Whether or not the Rockies ticket program was hacked, was hacker initiated, I'm willing to bet a full set of information will be coming on 2600 Magazine. Second, I had what I thought were the following humorous thoughts about Rocky's problem with what the Mumfords did to cattle for years. The hacking might have been done by a militant pro-cow organization like Muon.com. That's pretty good. If we can have Rocktober for when the team does well, how about some new terms to commemorate the lights going out and the ticket problem? Terms like rocked up or instead, well, I don't want to read this snafu. Situation normal, all Rockies management upped. All right. You can always email me. Some woman emailed me and said took me to task for my aggressive behavior with callers, saying that I would lose tons of listeners. I don't know what I did with that email. I'm going to look and see it. Sometimes you don't know whether these emails are real or if they're just fake. See if I can find that woman's email and I'll read it. Oh, here it is. Does this appear to be real to you, John? Dear Jay, I hope you're doing fine. I always listen to Bill Press and Tom Hartman and also your show, but since a couple of weeks you are getting more and more rude, impolite, and aggressive, you are interrupting your caller most of the time. But that actually would be callers plural. And, sometimes I do interrupt him. You're right, but other times I don't. Sometimes I'm really angry with the right-wing beliefs too, but not day after day. Well, I'm not always angry at him either. I feel sorry for him a lot of the time. Try to stay calm and don't go down there to their level. Yeah, but see, that's where I disagree with you. I think we should. They're going to slug it out. We should slug it out. And she gives me some German, and she says, have a son in your heart reflect it back. It is sad, but I believe you will lose a lot of listeners if you may not change your attitude. I will now turn my radio off at 6 a.m. and 10 a.m. Sorry. Oh, okay. Well, goodbye. There's nothing more I can say to that. You're always going to generate complaints. That's the nature of talk radio. Talk radio works that way. All right, let's go to Marianne in Colorado Springs. Marianne, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning. It's Marianne from Colorado Springs. We need more Jays like you. You're absolutely right on all the points you've mentioned earlier, from Iraq to our government. I'm so frustrated, even more so than you. And I've talked to the Dems, and I said there won't be any more money until they show more spine. And we should be going on the streets. We should learn from history. And you were talking about Germany yesterday. I was born, raised, and educated there.
Mm.
And do we forget history? Do we have such a short memory span?
You know, I don't know the answer to that, and sometimes I think that the idea of everybody going to the streets, that that's been supplanted by new technology, which is organizing and being active on the Internet, where in 1968, 1967, you didn't have that, so there was no way really to communicate except to get out and do that. Now you can access literally thousands of people from your own home. But I often wonder, too, Marianne, really, what would happen if you had 3 million people show up in Washington, D.C. on one day? Or if you did what they do in Europe, which is to have a general strike,
right,
where nobody would go to work.
Right.
What would that do? I don't know. What do you think it would do?
Yeah. Well, we have to start somewhere. I think this country is lethargic. if you just watch the people, you know, at the airport, you know, there are lines and lines and lines. I usually step out of a line and say, excuse me, can we open another counter? You know, they tend, nobody says anything. They're just standing there. You know, they get a little, maybe a little frustrated. But if we, as you always have said, we have to start at home. And we have to be counted. And like you've mentioned many times before, start with $25. And if you don't have $25, let's say do $5. Give up something. Hardly anybody's giving up anything for democracy. And they're forgetting the word of a meaning.
Yeah, I think you're right about that. You know, life, and I've been making this argument forever and a day. So let me run it by you. Life has become so complex, so insecure, so uncertain, that a lot of people, basically what they're doing, is they're basically trying to survive day to day, unsure of what's going to happen to them.
Mm-hmm.
Where in 1967 or 68, for a lot of us, what were we? We were like 17, we were like 18.
Mm-hmm.
So,
I'm just a few years older than you are, not much.
Okay, so.
Exactly.
And were you in Europe in the 60s?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, you remember Paris.
Oh, yeah, sure.
In 68?
And I remember, you know, when JFK was shot, I was 16, I think.
Yeah.
Also, I think the American people, because they have to work so hard and double shift and put better bread, that they're tired. Here's $20, leave me alone. You don't really teach your children anymore the basics. You know, you and I.
Yeah.
And inform yourself a little more. And I'm far away from being as informed as you are. But Tom Hartman and you, we need more people like that. Because the other side has more money, maybe, and can afford more radio stations. But there's the Nation magazine. There is the gentleman you interviewed before. And BBC and Deutsche Welle. You were thinking of some German words yesterday.
Yeah, Deutsche Welle. I used to listen to Deutsche Welle as a kid.
Really?
Yeah, and also I used to listen to Radio Berlin International, which was East Germany.
Well, see, I'm from West Berlin, so.
Ooh, I want to go to Berlin so bad.
Oh, it has changed. You ought to go. You ought to go.
And where is Stuttgart in relationship to Berlin?
Well, it's a little bit southwest. South. A little southwest. You know, the Mercedes and the Porsches city.
That's right.
I've lived there for 3 years, but, you can't get the Berliner out of me. But I believe I even have the same blood going through my veins. They say it on the air. It's called it blue.
Yeah, I have an endless fascination with East Berlin, the old East Berlin. And I have always...
You should go.
Yeah, I have always, despite the fact that I was taught as a kid to fear the Germans and not like them because I'm Jewish.
Me too.
I have never. Oh, you are? Well, see, I've never run into any Germans that were ever anything but kind and nice to me.
Well, it's you're kind and nice. So why wouldn't I be? You know, it's it goes both ways. I believe. I don't care where you were born. When your mother was 9 months old, you didn't really have anything to say.
No.
Where you're born. So when you say, I have this pride, I'm American, I have this pride and this flag and all this, where is this pride right now for Iraqi children and mothers that really, I mean, where are the churches that focus on the families? Where are they now for their pro-life feelings?
I think it's a really valid point. By the way, how did you end up over here? Did you...
Well, I kind of fell in love and came here single and looked at it. Didn't like the social system then, but I was fortunate that my husband was in the military and, that he is living actually with a little social system, as we know, like our senators and congressmen, and they're against it for the people. So that's another story. But
Do you go back to Germany often?
My mother sadly passed away, and I went last year, yes. I try every other year at least. And, it's getting worse there, too. But we have to keep up with the globe. You know, our president only talks about it. I don't really think he understands it.
No, he doesn't get it. You know what? He doesn't get it at all. You're right about that. Well, I hope you'll call me again, and I hope you'll drop me an email sometime, and I don't know. Maybe we'll end up taking the same flight to Germany.
I'd love to meet you in person.
Yeah, I'd like to meet you, too. I'm glad you called. Thanks, Marianne.
Thank you very much for what you're doing.
Okay, you got it. Thank you. Thank you for your kindness. See you later. All right, 9:50, 50 minutes after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. And let's take a look at traffic with Compañero Margon.
Jay, we have some late-morning delays on 470. Accidents in both directions, actually in the median now on both sides of the highway there, but some slowing in both directions at University due to those accidents. Also, a late accident on southbound I-25 approaching 20th, going to back things up through there even more than usual. The rest of the highway, though, I-25 looking good across downtown through the bridges and around the tech center. Shouldn't have any delays on I-70 or 225. 6th Avenue across Lakewood in pretty good shape at the moment. And no delays heading to and from Boulder on the turnpike. But again, 470 around University, both directions. Got some delays due to accidents there. And southbound I-25 approaching 20th due to an accident. Weather forecast, mostly sunny, a high near 70. Tonight's low 38, mid-70s tomorrow. Right now it's 52 degrees. Rick Morgan, AM760, Progressive Talk.
Finish that bachelor's degree you started years ago. Learn how working adults can complete their degrees at DU evenings or online. Attend.
This is Donald Trump, and almost everyone I meet has the desire to be wealthy, and who really can blame them? Most people, however, just don't know how to turn that desire into wealth.
Do you have a desire to be wealthy? Do you want to know how to make millions, have fun, and get started on the successful life you've imagined? Well, Donald Trump wants to show you how. And he's got a powerful tape to send you at absolutely no charge. Donald Trump is offering to the public his Wealth Builder System, a proven system that reveals his secrets to making millions. And because he believes so much in the power of his system, Donald Trump wants to send you his tape today at no charge.
I'm going to share with you strategies and techniques to generate lots of money, untold income, the Trump way, my way.
Do you have a desire to be wealthy? Then do something about it. Get Donald Trump's powerful tape at absolutely no charge. Call 1-800-799-9665. 1-800-799-9665. 1-800-799-9665.
My friends laughed at me when I said I could order in French. But when the waiter came, I just smiled and said, Je voudrais le poulet et le riz.
Millions of people everywhere are learning new languages faster than they thought possible with Rosetta Stone software, and we guarantee that you can too. To prove it, we want you to try our amazing software free. Just request a free demo CD-ROM and see how fast you can learn a language. For your free CD-ROM, call 1-800-440-7199. Discover the secret to learning languages that U.S. diplomats, NASA, and the Peace Corps have known for years. And best of all, there's no tedious translation, no useless memorization, and no boring drills.
If my friends were impressed by that, just wait till we go to Chinatown next week.
Experience the fastest way to learn any of 28 languages, guaranteed. Request your free CD-ROM by calling 1-800-440-7199. That's 1-800-440-7199.
All natural nutrients. My unique formula helps provide relief from frequency and urgency to help you get a better night's sleep. I believe so strongly in the power of my Super Prostate formula that I want you to feel the difference yourself for free. To get your free bottle and learn the details of this incredible offer, call 1-800-900-4317. And when you call now, you'll also receive my informative prostate CD, free. To find out how to get your free bottle and free CD, call now, 1-800-900-4317. That's 1-800-900-4317.
How would you rate this song?
This is not my favorite Yardbird song, but I do like the Yardbirds quite a bit.
This song rocks, man.
It's all right. It's an old blues tune, right?
Right. Which Yardbird song do you like better?
Shapes of Things. Heart Full of Soul is a good one, too.
You like Shape of Things because it's psychedelic.
Yeah, I like the psychedelic stuff.
That the English groups took American forms of music, country, blues, folk, and fed it back to us, and we dubbed it the English Invasion when it was being produced right here on our own shores to begin with, but we just never knew it. I also want to read that Eric Clapton memoir that's out. No, Eric Clapton's got a brand new memoir. Turn this part up. Revolutionary does that sound on AM radio? Because that's where people originally heard that, out of little teeny speakers. Let's go to Paul in Denver. Paul, you're on AM 760. Good morning. By the way, the high today is going to be 66. Go ahead.
Hey, good morning, Jay.
Paul, what's up?
Hey, listen, George Bush couldn't relate to that song, that's for sure.
You know, don't you ever want to sit down with somebody like him or Rush Limbaugh or any of those folks, Dick Cheney or any of them, and say, like, where were you when this was out, and what were you thinking, and what was your, where was your head?
I wonder,
I wonder what kind of answer they'd give us.
You mean related to the song?
Yeah, just like, I mean, rock and roll was about rebellion, it was about freedom, it was about expressing emotion. Where were all these people when this stuff went on?
Well, Jay, I've always believed that they're sort of like humanoids, you know. They don't have emotions, and they're just stuck in their mindset of conservatism. So, you know, that's who they are as people, humanoids. They're not real.
I don't know, man. I just wonder where they were. Well, we don't even know where Bush was during Vietnam. So how are we going to find out where he was when the Yardbirds were popular?
Yeah, exactly.
We'll never get an answer.
Right.
Right.
Hey, listen. What's that?
I said right.
Right. Exactly. Yeah.
Okay, man. 20 seconds. Go.
Oh, all right. Listen. Well, this is a follow up to the woman you were speaking to. More money for this war is a total abomination. If people want to express their frustration and anger this Saturday, just west of the Capitol at 14th and Colfax, there's going to be a rally and march against the war, to end the war. It's going to be a national day of...
I'm out of time. Call me tomorrow morning and I'll put you on to talk more about it.
Okay, Jay.
Okay, Paul, thank you. See you later. Back tomorrow morning unless management decides otherwise. Maybe.
Hi, Leo Laporte here, the tech guy. Are you traveling to meet with clients and colleagues? Oh, that's a pain, isn't that expensive, time-consuming? You fight rush hour traffic, airport security, delayed flights. I hate it. But I have found a better way. It's a great solution. It's called GoToMeeting.com. With GoToMeeting.com, you hold meetings from your office or your conference room or your home with people anywhere in the world, all over the Internet, so you can do more and travel less. That means you save money and you make more money. Launch meetings on the fly or schedule them in advance via Outlook. During your conference call, everyone just logs in to GoToMeeting with that meeting ID. They see your computer desktop on their computer screen, your PowerPoint, your presentation. You collaborate, you do training, and with GoToMeeting, you hold as many meetings as you want for one low flat rate. Try GoToMeeting free right now for 30 full days. That's a month of unlimited online meetings absolutely free. Click the web banner.